Cross, the new series, only on Prime Video.
You're going to be part of a masterpiece.
Evil knows his name.
Detective Alex Cross.
Where he lives.
He was in my house.
His darkest secret.
And when I'm done, the world will know
the truth.
Based on characters created by James Patterson.
I'm not a monster. I don't kill for fun.
Cross, new series. Watch now only on Prime Video.
Meet Bossmatic from Boss. Great things happen when two worlds collide. Bossmatic is the perfect balance of power and precision. A diving-inspired watch with hybrid movement. Its automatic, motion-based charging is paired with the accuracy of a quartz mechanism, built to last. Meet your new watch. Meet Bossmatic from Boss. Available now at Beaverbrooks.
Listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
My parents always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Looks like the Niners won.
I shouldn't even have to ask this, but how are we doing, Portland? Non-Caucasian men without a beard here tonight. If you're listening to the recording afterwards, there was one woo for 4,000 people.
Oh,
it's a very white, bearded city.
Sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. Let me get that for you.
You know what else I haven't seen since I landed here? Thank you.
He dropped his cane.
You dropped your cane.
Get away from my cane!
I'm so sorry, sir. You dropped your cane.
Wait for my cane. You know what else I haven't seen since I landed here? A single child.
It is eerie.
It's not a bit.
No.
I have not seen a single child.
It's children of men in Portland right now.
I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone episode.
There's like tents all over the streets and yeah.
Not a single child at the airport walking around. I feel like this trip is going to end with me like running through this graffiti-covered street, hearing like a child crying somewhere. And I'm just going to push down buildings that are cardboard cutouts. And there's going to be bassinets everywhere full of baby dolls crying.
Jesus.
I haven't slept in 3 weeks. I have a very vivid imagination. Anyways, you freeloading unwashed hippies. Glad you could get your shift covered at the coffee shop or brewery you work at two nights a week. To come tonight. I know you didn't need a babysitter in this childless town. Thank God this show didn't run up against a protest to try and get the government to cover pets as dependents. Otherwise, no one would be here tonight. Fucking weirdos. Now, you guys are all right. You and your lawless shanty town. Because, damn it, I've said it once, and I'll say it again. The Pacific Northwest has the best Glass Cannon fans.
Yeah.
In the world!
It's true. Yeah. It's true.
In the world!
Undeniable.
Undeniable!
Yeah.
World!
Christ.
The year was 2019, good sir. And somewhere around here, in a true dump of a theater emblematic of this city, we played our fifth show of this tour. There might have been some people who were at that show in this very room tonight. Who was at show number 5?
Oh, my God. I love it. Amazing.
This is show 97.
Oh, my God.
But in that room, Praise Log was born.
May all your logs be smooth.
And I think it's fair to say the true spirit of this show was born right here in Portland many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I agree.
The only thing born in this aforementioned childless city. Every time I do a show, I always wonder what the Praise Log moment is going to be. We don't always have them.
No.
Might be a Father Dick.
Praise Dick.
Praise Dick. Might be these two banging.
Been there, done that.
Special when it happens. Now, some of you may have noticed I'm walking with a cane. Okay? I have a herniated disc between my L3 and L4 lumbar that's impinging on my nerves. I know that doesn't mean anything to anyone here because there are no doctors in Portland. Everyone's primary care physician is
There's
fucking veterinarian.
There's a chiropractor.
You're a chiropractor.
Could you get up here, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
And attend to this. You were very badly wounded.
Bunny offered
you were very kind.
Their services. So.
But everybody's PCP is
you
a horse.
You're a very,
doctor.
Very kind and thoughtful non-doctor chiropractor.
Yes. The kind of bedside manner a real doctor should have. Anyways, I can't walk, I can't sleep. Every waking moment is pain, and on top of that, I'm forced to hang out in this cultureless strip club donut city. Who's to say what's worse? I don't know. But we're going to have some fun tonight. I don't. Maybe not. Sometimes this show sucks. Sometimes I walk away and I'm like, That show sucked.
It is an improv show.
Yeah.
That's what I tell people I meet at the meet and greet before the show. By the way, you guys are awesome. Great crowd tonight.
Thank you so much.
It was so fun talking to you guys, especially because we haven't been here for 2 years. But a lot of people I tell them, I'm like, I hope the show's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I truly don't know.
We don't know. There's no script. No. It's not like it's, man, the script is incredible. We can always fall back on the script. It's like, no, we don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Right. Like SNL cue cards, something.
That'd be great. Yeah, I wish.
Right. Or like any plan in advance of anything.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
Sometimes Joe in the hotel room would be like, can you just tell me what room to go into tonight?
So that we can make like a better show.
And Troy goes, no.
Usually those conversations are prefaced by Troy saying, well, you could go one way and the show will be good, or you can go the other way, it will be disaster.
So and I leave
go,
it up to them.
Which way do you want us to go?
Which is which?
And he's like, I can't infringe on the purity of the game.
Shut up. It's called integrity.
You're going to break your
you
cane.
You are going to break the cane.
I already broke my cane.
You need that.
Because I'm a fucking dummy. I'm trying to make my kids laugh. I picked up an acorn. And I was like, watch Dad hit some dingers. Boom. The thing went My wife and I looked for like hours. Can't find it. So I'm walking around the airport like this.
Yeah, I think that cane is now more dangerous than it was helpful.
Yeah,
stay off my lawn. Are you going to be funny tonight, or are you just going to try and bang all my NPCs? What are you going to do? He loves banging my NPCs.
He is into banging fictional characters.
You are spicy tonight.
You are spicy.
I'm spicy.
And I think it's going to only increase our sexual tension.
I'm so tired, I couldn't get an erection if I tried.
That's why we have dice, Troy.
I sat down in the hotel shower today.
Oh, God.
I laid down a towel and I just sat there.
You don't need to tell us this.
Just like squirting soap into my hand, hoping it would land in my palm.
You're so sad.
Because I can't stand.
So there's no children, there's no doctors, and there's no soap in the hotel shower?
Quiet down. Everybody else showers here today? Like standing up? Must be nice. Must be nice.
Yeah, can you please move your glasses away from your cane slamming area?
Make us nervous.
I knew this would be a fun prop.
Yeah. Oh, no.
This is going to be fun tonight, though. I really think so. I have some fun stuff planned. They'll probably ruin it. They usually do.
With savvy gameplay. Right, Sydney?
What are you talking? Are you talking to me?
No.
Show 97 tonight. We're in LA in two nights for 98. Who's coming to LA?
Oh, just a few.
Awesome. We'll see you there. I think we'll do a marathon for Extra Life this year. A little Strange Aeons marathon. I'm thinking about it. Because then we can finish the year in Philly with show 100. Wouldn't that be sweet?
The 100th show.
What do you think about that, Matthew?
I think if you care about round numbers, why would you give them to Philadelphia? But then again, I guess we shouldn't dunk on Philadelphia too hard right now, right, Skip?
No, I don't want to because I think it would be unfair.
Oh!
Wait, how many games did the Mets win? 1, 2, 3. Are you trying to dramatically take the cape off? What is happening here?
You really need a Velcro top to that.
It's a loner cape. This is Katie's cape out there.
Do you have to give it back at the end of the show?
I told her that I'd wear it on stage and give it back.
I like the purple on the inside. You're still working it there,
it's
though.
It's a really nice cape.
I don't know how to get this off. Katie,
Matthew,
how
help him.
What if you get amorous with a fan later? How are you going to whip that cape off?
Wait, no, I got it. Right.
Hold on. Hey!
Oh, he's giving it back now.
Are you throwing
little,
it?
Cape.
Oh, he's leaving it there. Oh, that was very nice.
Katie West, ladies and gentlemen. This is normally our Halloween show, but we did it earlier this year because I want to be a good dad. But I still feel like I have a costume.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Peanut. Monocle. Anyways, we should probably play this game.
Yes!
I don't want to. I'd rather just hang out with my friends and Matthew. But perhaps we'll take it to the recap. Joe! Give me some music.
Oh,
give me
yeah!
Some Portland recap music. Mm. Well, I don't
recap specifically
spectacles.
To Portland. I got nothing.
Advil didn't work. Prednisone didn't work. Tylenol didn't work. Muscle relaxers didn't work.
Oh.
Bud Light's working.
Oh!
Recap.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Last time in the real American city of Boston.
Jesus Christ.
What the hell, man?
What?
We're not with him. We're not with him.
Our heroes. I'm going to gesture with this the whole time. Our heroes continued their investigation of the library of the occult known as the Mysterium.
That has been on public bathroom
disgusting.
Floors. Over and over and over again.
Botulism at the end of this. Yeah.
You point that at Matthew all day long. Don't point that at me.
You love botulism.
Oh, God.
Sir, it's an HR violation. So they're at this library of the occult known as the Mysterium. They have now traveled to the third level, deep below the earth.
You know what I never thought of before? When you built the library and you named it the Mysterium, didn't you think something was going to go wrong there?
Well, they built safeguards for that. But later in the recap, you'll find out what happened to those safeguards. Oh. They're looking for the soul of the Mysterium deep below the earth, where allegedly the great tome known as the Necronomicon is held. But it's not the book they're after so much as the man that's after the book. A man named Count Hazerton Lyles IV, who came to the Mysterium ahead of you, bribed the keepers of the library to let him in, and then went places he wasn't supposed to go in search of this Necronomicon. Lyles wants this book because it contains the location of a hidden city called Neruzavan, wherein lies ancient monuments that predate humanity, which can be activated to allow an alien god into the world, a great old one named Jamin Dor, who has infected Lyles' mind and is now using him as its terrestrial servant.
What are you guys talking about over there? That's so funny.
Stop. Huh?
Can you tell me?
If you must know, we're talking about how short we feel right now, and that's why I'm sitting on my foot. And Matthew was like, I feel short right now.
And all of a sudden, Kate got taller, and I felt extremely short.
I just actually had the same thought. These chairs are sunken.
Yeah, they're very low chairs.
It's really good that we're all listening to the recap and not in our own heads about how we are feeling on stage.
When I say I have not heard a word of the recap, I'm not exaggerating.
Troy, when you're ready.
Sorry, you were saying?
Were you saying something? Oh, no.
Oh, no, Grandpa.
Oh, no. Not again, Pa. Not the cane again.
Papa, no.
Shut up. We were listening.
Listen to the recap. It's important. It's for them.
Watch your phone.
Hey.
Don't rile up old man LaValle.
I think you found your true apotheosis.
It is.
Let me finish this stupid recap. Then you can role play and talk about your height. Lyles, Necronomicon, Jamin Dor, you're with me so far. Trying to get to the soul. Lyles may be there. The Necronomicon may be there. But in order to get down each level, you got to find these four angel statues on each floor. Turn their head around, exorcist style. Open a gateway, descend further. You are now on this third level, the Cipher Obscura. And you found three of the four angel statues. You cannot find the fourth one. There's a lot going on down here on this level. A lot of illusion magic. The doors to the various chambers almost have to be believed to be seen. And those that you have opened thus far have been full of trapped and cursed books and all manner of creatures, great and small. In Boston, you walked into a room with four creatures of pure law known as axiomites, who have worked with the library's keepers for centuries as their holy guardians. You know that Jamin Dor's influence on Lyles has warped the protections of the Mysterium. So when Lyles entered, they were somehow shunted from their rightful place to this floor. When they saw you, they went into protect mode and tried to eliminate you until they saw the holy symbol of Nethys on one of your companions, a local sexy priest by the name of Father Bubbles. They saw this symbol and they were like, I'm sorry. We shouldn't have attacked you. You guys are cool. Get out of here. They let you free. You then walked into the next room with Father Bubbles, who is holding the body of a man named Elder Lathine, who you were tasked with finding, dead or alive. He's carrying this body. You walk into another library room, see a chest, and 96 episodes into this game, try to open the chest without a single perception check.
That's actually not true. We had a perception check. It was just from Joe.
Oh.
All right.
So we didn't have a perception
Effectively
check.
No perception Effective. Check at all.
Effectively no perception check.
Well, the chest appears to be locked. However, just trying to tamper with it. Is that a bubble?
Ooh, it's a bubble.
Yeah, there's bubbles.
Someone's blowing bubbles.
It's fun. Someone is forever.
It's so
forever.
Sad if, like, this is our only, like, pyro.
I'm forever blowing bubbles.
It's a solitary bubble.
It's so eerie. It's
my
so
kids
ominous.
Right now would be like, oh!
It's like American. It's like American Beauty. Yeah. I want to make a film about it.
It's Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah, it's like Wizard of Oz. That's what it is.
She's flying away. Right when we need her.
You try to open the chest. Chain lightning goes off. What a fun way to start the up.
Oh, shit.
Take it to the math.
Oh, poop. Reboot.
Boo!
Loading
boo.
World data.
Loading.
Dad, watch out!
Please don't boo our sponsor.
No. You know who I blame? It's our asshole sponsor.
Yeah. Dude, this Foundry VTT sucks so much. Like, I in my home game, I should be able to load up my game for my friends, set it up on the computer, and then not touch it for 3.5 hours while having drinks and talking to other people. And then come back and have it up and running.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Where's that functionality?
Where's that functionality?
Check them out at foundryvtt.com.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
I'm going to read the text for Chain Lightning. A spell six. You discharge a powerful bolt of lightning at the target, dealing 8d12 electricity damage.
Excuse me, sir.
Hello?
Is that by chance physical or energy damage?
What?
That lightning damage.
What about it?
Is it by chance physical or energy damage?
It's lightning. It's electricity.
Energy damage.
So energy, would you say?
Perhaps.
Good to know.
I mean... maybe.
Because as that happens, Eris does something.
Well,
oh.
Hold your horses.
You got a reaction, John?
Got a reaction, John, that I prepped.
Oh. Whoa. React, John.
Yes, it is energy damage. The main types of energy damage are acid, cold, electricity, fire, and sonic. But hold your horses.
Fantastic.
Well, it is going to strike. What do you got? What? What?
Just want to say.
I also. Oh. Would like to react.
What is the trigger for your reaction? And has it been triggered yet?
Oh, yeah. The trigger, don't look at this, Sydney, because you're going to be like, holy shit.
You're lying?
Don't look at it.
Am I going to think you're lying?
No,
don't look directly into the sun, Sydney.
Don't look at it, Marion.
Don't look at it, Marion.
The trigger is... you are targeted by or within the area okay, you are targeted by or within the area of the spell. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay, well, this is going to try and hit one person. They roll a reflex save. If it hits, it then will arc to another creature within 30 feet of the first target, jumping. And I can end that chain at any point. So are you within range? If you remember, you cowardly moved to the back of the room.
Smartly.
40 feet away from Suki, meaning you are not within the range of the spell.
Oh, no.
You said in Boston it targeted all of us.
Cowards never win.
Oh, this is horrible.
I'm going to have it start by going after Suki.
I didn't even open the freaking chest.
But shit. You're there. And it's much more dramatic if Ethel does something that hurts you. So I would like a reflex
save. Again?
While I gather 75 D12s.
This is really fucked up because last time Ethel got confused and started attacking Suki in that room. And now you're doing it to me.
Hold on a second. I'm sorry. How am I not in the range of the spell?
Because if it hits Suki, it can then go to someone 30 feet away. You're not 30 feet away. You're 40 feet away.
No, but I'm 30 feet away from other targets.
I'm 30 feet away from...
I'm within the range of the spell.
Look at the giant screen on stage, Trump.
What? You're just drawing a line between Father Bubbles and...
Yeah, sorry. I know you can't turn
Wait,
back.
Where are you?
Oh,
you're
I'm within okay, 30 so feet 30, of Aldo.
I was saying Aldo.
I'm within 25 feet of the John Jamski.
But it would have
I'm within 25 feet of...
But
25.
It would have to hit them for
I'm
you
saying
to
until
react.
It hits someone that's within 30 feet of you, which I will wait as long as possible to do, you can't do your cool thing.
It's a sixth-level intelligence spell.
Yes.
It can think and strategize.
Well, mine triggers when you would take damage, and it targets up to 5 creatures.
No, also good to know.
And no worries. What did I have to... What was that again?
Reflex save.
Yeah, no problem. 37.
Whoa!
And might I add, I rolled a natural 20.
Oh! That's it! It's over!
You done.
Wait, why didn't you say that first?
that was the first thing you said.
Because it was funny to have you go, that's still going to, oh.
Wow, that is astounding.
That is,
wow.
That breaks chain lightning.
It breaks chain lightning.
And it was on.
Sydney!
Portland said.
Thank you.
Wow. Opened with a nat 20.
On my GCP, little green die. I got a little green die too, bitch.
Wow.
Oh, he's on his phone again. He's checking sports.
I hope you had more stuff planned for tonight, Troy.
That's all I had.
Were you just planning on killing us and watching
while
we made
I literally thought I'd just shit on Portland and do chain lightning and we'd call it a night.
That should theoretically take 2.5 hours easily.
The hotel bar closes at 11. I want to get back in time.
Honestly, feel kind of bad I rolled a nat 20. I feel good about it, but I feel bad for you. You had so much planned. You had
I've never felt
plans.
Worse in my life, and you just made it worse.
Oh, I'm sorry to kick you while you're down.
God, that's amazing.
That's so funny. That's so good for me.
So funny, so hilarious. So proud of you. That's it.
And Suki says, that almost was really bad, but actually nothing bad happened, Ethel, so go ahead, open that chest, and we can just keep opening chests forever.
Boy.
Atticus eagerly re-enters the room.
Oh, what's that there?
Nothing bad happened at all, and Ethel, I think, is going to crack this bad boy open.
Suki, that could have been very ugly. Well done.
What happened? I didn't
it
even
jumped.
Notice. My hair
it
got
jumped at you and you jumped out of the way so quickly. Do you
My
realize?
My hair got a little frizzy for a second.
If it would have hit you, it could have jumped to Ethel and then jumped to Aldo or Eris.
No.
I think you're catastrophizing.
Could.
I don't think it was that big of a deal.
No, it was incredible. No, she jumped out of the way, that lightning, like T.J. Hooker jumping onto the hood of a car. It's incredible.
It was most impressive, but that spell is so powerful. That I can only imagine what it protected. Mm. What is inside? What do you see?
Ethel, perhaps you should try to open it again without doing any perception checks or anything at all.
Da 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 da. It's locked.
Oh.
It's locked.
I guess we should leave then.
The chain lightning, as it tried to fire off, also made the lock unopenable. Trapping the treasure within for eternity.
Let me give it a go. Ethel, step aside. Ethel! I'm sorry, I don't have control over any tokens in this scene.
What a weird thing to say out loud.
Ethel, are you okay?
I can't move.
Oh.
Try refreshing your job.
Something, some godlike powers restraining me to this 5x5 invisible square on the
Have
ground.
You tried refreshing your browser window, Ethel?
You yes. know who I blame? It's our asshole sponsor.
There's two Matthew Capitacazes. There's Matthew Capitacaza, and then there's Matthew parentheses disabled.
Oh. Oh,
and neither of you own Ethel. Yes. It's kind of like Joe and I decided we shouldn't give Matthew control of
it. Yeah, you booted me.
It was
me.
After all those complaints of you running around the map. Like, yeah, you know what? He's lost the privilege.
Try moving him now.
Nothing, but I'll refresh. Yeah. It's because you booted me from all of our games.
It's a funny prank.
It Take was a hint. Funny. All right, what do you want to do?
Atticus is going to, leans his staff up against the wall and pulls from beneath his jacket.
You want to use this?
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. I have a prop tonight.
Really lean into it.
He leans the staff against his laptop and then goes into his coat and pulls out a leather casing that he opens up and has thieves' tools inside. He's going to start working the lock and trying to get through this lock. So, I will roll to pick the lock. 29.
It's 29, that's thievery?
Thievery.
What level of thievery are you?
I believe I am an expert. Let's just say expert.
He's not even on the page. He doesn't know.
Whose team are you on?
You can't open it.
I'm sorry, it's beyond my skill. Elder, bring the chime.
Ah, yes.
Oh.
What?
You mean this chime? Ding,
ding, ding, ding. And he pulls back his staff and will never let it go again.
Suki says, can I see that staff?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that a normal way to pass things?
Yeah, that's how people pass things to each other, I guess.
The old.
Yep, that's a staff. And she hands it back. Oh, wait.
Do it the right way.
All right.
Whoa.
Show off.
Yeah, Suki does that.
Can I see it?
When we invented Praise Log, did you ever think you'd come to a Glass Cannon show for cane tricks?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is going to end well.
Oh,
it's a canicorn.
Who else wants to see it?
Anybody want to open the chest?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are we doing? There are 400 people here.
Yeah. Ring the chime.
I ring the chime.
I took this in the shower with me.
Oh, damn. Ew.
Oh.
Ew.
I took all of it in.
Oh, no.
You took the whole thing?
What? All right, Aldo hits the chime.
You want some hand sanitizer?
Yes.
I do. I want to wash my hands.
Oh,
what's the chime? What are you doing?
Chime.
Okay.
Ding,
what
ding,
what
ding.
Is that?
Chime.
The chime of opening.
Chime for some action. Ring the chime of opening.
As you use this chime to open it, Atticus, you hear a voice in the back of your mind. It's like,
glory to the all-seeing eye.
And the chest opens. Within, you see a scroll stored within a leather scrimshaw bodkin case.
Yes.
A jade, gold, and obsidian corkscrew in the shape of a hand. And a set of marvelous medicine.
Oh! Very interested in that.
Atticus reaches in and grabs this gorgeous scroll case. And we'll open it to see if there is a scroll within.
Might be trapped.
Yeah, could you do a perception check on that first?
It won't matter.
He begins to open the scroll case.
You're so good at
you open the scroll case. And it's just a picture of a dick.
What? Oh, let me see that. Let me look.
They tried to protect us. They're hiding it so carefully behind the time chest.
What kind of spell is that? Can I see it?
Someone in this room at some time long ago was drawing dicks.
Someone hilarious owned this chest.
A real prankster.
Give me an arcana check.
Did you ever do that in college? Like your roommate would be out and you'd just change his screensaver to a dick? They'd come home, huh? I gotta work on this. Oh, yeah!
I would have done that if they had screensavers when I was in college.
Sure. They would just make a dick out of your abacus?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your roll?
Dick on the abacus and like right away.
What's your roll?
I have to tell a very quick dick story.
Please, please do.
We're amongst friends.
I'm sorry. I must. I was hanging out with some college friends long after college. And one of us, who is a little bit older, had kids who were a little bit older. This is before I had kids myself. And we partied all night. And it got late. And he passed out first on a couch. We were all staying in my friend's house. And we drew a dick on his bald head. With a Sharpie, like on the side of his head. Like Sydney Scorpion tattoo, only a dick.
That's amazing.
He woke up in the morning, didn't know, went in to like whatever in the sink, brush his teeth. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Try to wash it off. It's not coming off. This was Christmas time. That's why we were all getting back together. And he was like,
it was Christmas morning.
I have to go to an Advent mass with my kids, like right now. And he went to the mass with a dick on his head. He could not get it off. We felt very bad.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
Got him.
Got him.
Boys will be boys.
Anyway.
Did you roll an Arcana check?
I did.
I don't know why I prepped anything.
25.
25. I'm going to say that initially doesn't get it, but over time... With your
I rolled a 35.
Again, the more intelligent character sees a scroll of desiccate.
Oh.
This is great. We've been wanting to start a beef jerky company. So make it so much easier.
Aldo, I don't know these scribblings. What is this?
This is an eighth level spell.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, this is fucked up. This is some fucked up shit.
Target any number of living creatures. You pull the moisture from the target's bodies, dealing 10d10 void damage.
Oh.
Creatures made of water and plant creatures use the outcome of 1 degree of success worse than the result of their saving throw.
Oh.
Creatures whose bodies contain no significant moisture are immune to desiccate. It is a nasty fucking scroll.
Dude, wow. This is awesome.
Wow. And Aldo takes it from your hand.
Wow.
It's funny because I actually used the word desiccate earlier today at OMSI with Samantha. Because we wanted to buy water. We were really thirsty, and the guy stepped away from the counter, and he was just like, he's going to come back to a pair of desiccated corpses. So he came on the other side of the water. So it's a fun coincidence.
It's come full circle.
Yeah. You know what I like about this word? I always think it's two S's, but it's actually two C's.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's desiccate.
Desiccate.
Wow.
Yes, I never knew it was desiccate.
It used to be called horrid writing.
Hard wilting, I think.
I don't think it's
hard writing.
My flesh is melting away from hard writing.
You know why, Blame? It's our asshole sponsor. The horrid writing.
Yeah. No, it says wilting. I just can't read.
I know you're having some problems.
Before I had my glasses on, I'm like, hard writing.
I realized just in this moment of Googling desiccate, I think I've interchanged desecrate and desiccate.
Yeah. I was about to be like, you mean desecrate? You know
multiple times. Like,
we should give it to Kate because that'd be a fun new nickname for her.
That's fun. I like
desiccate,
that.
Desiccate.
I like it.
Yeah, she brings death wherever she goes.
Sucks the life out of you.
She saps moisture from everything that she ends up hanging out with.
Sap moisture from everyone around you.
Yeah.
I make them the opposite of wet.
Oh, my God.
Can't.
That's what I love about you, Kate.
Can't make jokes. I'm the CEO. Suck at dude.
Gonna text my friends.
That won't get you caught.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do in this room?
I want to take the hand. The hand thing.
That thing looks cool.
Suki picks that up. What is it again? Sorry,
it's like a corkscrew to open a bottle of wine. Oh. It's in the shape of a hand.
Can I do an arcana? Does it feel magical? Or?
It doesn't. It's probably worth some gold.
Ooh.
Oh. And of course, the set of marvelous medicines.
Oh, right, the medicines. Who wants to take... How many are there?
Set.
Sorry,
is there an equivalent in 2E of the appraise skill? Like, what would...
Yeah,
you just crafting?
You tell me, and I'll tell you how much...
Can I do a crafting check on it?
On the marvelous medicines or the hand?
On the... first on the hand.
Okay, the hand is worth 10 gold.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I know. These checks are dumb.
Okay.
Marvelous medicines, pretty cool. It's a healer's toolkit containing a seemingly endless supply of bandages, herbs... and healing items of impeccable quality, granting you a +2 item bone to medicine checks.
If you use
it when you treat a poison or treat a disease, before you roll your check, the medicines attempt to counteract the poison or disease you're treating with a counteract rank of 5 or +21.
Oh, wow. Okay, so is this a reusable item or is it expendable?
I don't know.
I'll Google it later. Suki picks it up, though, and she's very familiar with it. She could name every herb in this kit. And she says, I should hold on to this for later. We'll probably need it, knowing what's coming. If the spell scroll is in here and they were to use that against us...
What is it called again?
I think it's reusable.
In the middle.
I think it acts as a toolkit that you can use over and
over. Character talking.
Are you still going?
No, I'm done. Fuck it.
What was it called again?
Marvelous medicines.
Marvelous medicines. I wrote it down.
The last sentence says, the medicines can't be used to treat the same affliction for that patient again. So, okay. Yeah, it's a reusable. It's cost 1,800 gold.
It's a tool. It's a tool.
It's a tool.
Wow.
You're a tool.
Oh, my God.
This is
that
awesome.
That thing is such a tool. Oh, my God, it's a 12th level item.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa, wow.
Wait, can I use that?
Yes.
You're trained in medicine,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
This room contains thousands of handwritten journals and bound books containing hours upon hours worth of automatic writing, as well as transcripts of trances and drug-induced ecstasies.
Ooh.
The writings cover thousands of subjects, and while some passages and pages make sense, most of it is useless garbage.
All right. I'm going to root around a little bit further in the chest just to see if there's anything hidden in the chest.
There's nothing. You're done with this room. All right, let's go. GM should say that more.
Yeah, they really should.
I totally do that when I GM.
Yeah. Nothing else in this
room. I'm like, you search the room, there's nothing there.
Come on, Ethel. Why are you still standing there?
I'm still struck to this position by some godlike
authority. Bye, Ethel.
Bye.
Ethel, we'll see you.
So sorry about your token control.
Yes.
Good evening.
Whatever that is.
A little help with the body of Elder Lathine.
Oh, Father Bubbles, are you okay?
You still can't control yourself, huh?
Nope.
Oh, bye,
you
Ethel.
You can't control yourself.
Goodbye, everyone.
Oh,
bye.
There you go. Who's moving him? Is that you?
That would be me.
Oh.
You gave Joe control of my pawn?
I cast Dominate. Ethel, cop. He speaks to him like a dog. It looks like the entire southern portion of our map, which I think should be there, is blacked out by
First
fog of war.
There are no shits in this game. As you know, ever since entering this level, things are weird.
Yeah.
Places you go, you turn, and they're no longer there. Left is right. Right is left. Down is up. Up is blue.
Oh.
Up is beef, I believe.
Up is always beef.
Down is cheese. Beef. Up is beef.
I can move again. Let me stretch my legs. I know how the people love that.
Ethel, no, we're
right,
going...
Come back.
Ethel! God damn it, Ethel, we're going south.
Oh.
You have explored a chamber to the northwest and the northeast. You know that there's like these cubes of unexplored areas. It seems to be to the southwest and the southeast. But like every door that you've come upon on this level, you have to like perceive it to believe that the door is there.
Oh, I believe a door is there.
Yeah, I'd like to perceive the door.
I'd like to believe.
I want to believe.
I want to believe.
If you just believe. All right, which? So you're going to the southwest?
Yeah.
The southwest.
Southwest. West.
Southwest.
Okay.
Southwest.
Cool. All right, so give me a perception check.
Oh. Okay.
Natural one.
Oh. Natural one.
Stop.
Natural four.
33?
Larry.
29.
While Ethel and Atticus and Eris stumble around with their fingers up their noses, Suki and Aldo see two doors. One right there.
Oh.
And one right there. Audio listeners.
Yeah.
People who stayed home tonight. Yeah, make them feel bad. So you have a couple options.
Aldo, do you see that?
Yes. There.
And there.
There.
There's one there and one there.
How can there be two things?
This truly is a mysterium.
Shut up. You can't see shit. All right, Aldo.
Only two things at one time.
Aldo, here's the plan. Perhaps we open both at the same time.
Yes.
No perception checks.
That sounds like a great idea. That sounds fun.
Just an idea. There's no wrong answers.
All right, on three.
Yes, there are.
All right.
I want to go to the door that Suki's opening.
Okay. Yeah, Eris, you're with me.
Okay. Got you, girl.
I forgot what you rolled. Did you roll good?
Four.
Oh. All right, hold my hand.
All right, show me which doors you guys are going to.
There.
Door.
And there.
Let's do the southwestern door first, please.
Okay. She says Aldo.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I thought
what?
You said Dick.
Wait, what?
Okay, Father Dick.
Yes.
Which should we go to?
Just open the door. The southwest. You're there.
Okay.
This is your door. Aldo, hold off a moment.
No, I was going to do a funny joke.
Oh, okay.
On three.
On three.
One, two,
three. I open the door.
And I don't open my door. And everyone laughs. Everyone laughs.
Oh, you...
Great joke.
You got me.
Yeah.
Nice.
That one's straight from Melbourne. You just got a Melbourne cream pie. That's what we call that down there.
Is that what they call it?
Yep. All right. Let me describe the room.
Ethel, stop fucking walking into the room.
I took a 5-foot step.
God damn it.
Ethel steps into the room. It's another collection of books. The air in here feels oddly fresh compared to the musty smell of the other rooms on this level.
Mmm. There smells.
There
smells. Yeah. Do I detect an aldehydic top note?
A quick perception from the door, just scanning the room for dangers.
Okay.
Invisible creatures moving about. Oh, yeah. Fuck. God. 26.
26. You're scanning the room, looking at all these tomes right up your alley. All these books, so much knowledge. Whew, man, I wish I had like a cane prop for my staff. So much knowledge for your tiny rat brain. And you look throughout the room, and there just seems to be this like air current that is coming from somewhere and sort of pushing fresh air towards you. It's very unsettling.
It could be an opening of sorts. Do you feel that, Aldo?
An opening that would take all that would bring come all the way down here to the basement?
Or perhaps it punches into something below. Perhaps there is an abscess beneath us. But yes, it feels as if fresh air is coming in. Perhaps there is a cavern below. I can't explain it. It is a mysterium.
Can we tell where it's coming from in the room?
Yeah, could I do like a survival check or something?
Yeah. I'm going to slowly walk
with
my staff
toward
like wherever I feel a light wind blowing in my face. I keep walking toward the wind.
Okay. The way the stacks are set up in this room, you can't even see sort of the deeper portions of the room, although you can see the topography of the map here. But you begin walking. Who's walking towards the back of the room?
I'm walking towards where the air is coming from.
Yeah, Suki's following the air, rolled a 29 survival just to know if this is like a hole to the outside or like something maybe bad.
And would you roll, Eris?
Oh, hold on. I'm rolling a dice that's full of tiny little eyes. I'm sure it's going to roll real good. Oh. Am I rolling perception?
You can roll whatever the hell you want.
Oh, it doesn't matter. 34.
Ooh.
34? Okay.
Yep.
Perception?
Yep.
Okay. So both Suki with her survival and Eris with perception feel like this air current is coming from the
Is that an altar?
The deep southwest of the room in the direction of what looks like a bookcase with some statuettes atop.
Ooh. Atticus, that way. Perhaps, well, it looks like a bookcase. Perhaps there's a door or an opening.
Yes.
You first.
Perhaps a secret.
I could always send Egg first. That's always an option.
He'll start to walk toward it.
No worries,
Atticus. Is it in the southwest direction?
The western direction.
To the
east.
Ethel.
Yeah? Stay close. And lower your voice.
I'll say it.
God.
It's like adventuring with a gorilla.
At that moment. John. As Atticus steps boldly away from his companions towards the leftmost side of this chamber, the source of the air current makes itself visible, and you see this being of pure air.
Oh, is it a friend?
That looks like this.
It doesn't look.
Oh,
wow.
Dear.
Roll for initiative.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
That looks like it has unarmed attacks.
This initiative is brought to you by me. Aldo, what did you get?
26 for Aldar.
26 for Aldo. Atticus Grimm.
What? What did he say?
What word was that?
Atticus Grimm. Grimm.
Oh,
Atticus Grimm, that is a natural 20!
Oh!
38. Holy shit. In a moment, he really needed it.
38, you said?
30.
You said 38.
If you go before me, I'm walking off the stage.
38, you said, right?
38 against your made-up initiative
Ethel,
number.
Yes. Ethel.
24.
24 for Ethel. Pretty good. A lot of 38. Suki.
I know, he's so bad.
35.
Ooh, also good.
Can
also
I ask, also than better than Ethel.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
We healed, right?
Yes. We are fully healed and fully rested.
Yeah, I'm fully healed on my character sheet. We healed.
You can't just say you heal.
Yeah,
we fully
heal.
Healed and fully rested.
No, we did.
We did.
All right.
Can I use my perception that I already rolled as my initiative?
Yes.
Yeah.
34.
34?
Yes.
Also good. The air being rolled, a 38.
Oh, you're so full of shit, dude. Like, it's so ridiculous.
What was our last show?
And don't keep giving me the, like, they're higher level than you.
What, Boston was the last show. What was the show before that?
Indianapolis.
I rolled this in Indianapolis in the hotel.
Why?
I've been sitting
Why
on the
suit. Why do you do that? That's
I like to pre-roll these initials.
I feel like you pre-roll and if it comes out good, you keep it. What?
Wait, so who wins, though? He got a nat 20. What's your
bad
modifier?
Guy goes first.
Oh,
it's so fucking ridiculous.
The encounter begins!
Okay.
Natural 20 means nothing.
Bullshit.
How about a breath weapon?
Wait, we have things we do when we roll initiative, Ethel.
Oh, yes, we need to demoralize.
All right, sure, intimidate my air being.
All right.
That'll be huge, because it would lower the saving
throw. For all the people who yell about me to me about that on Reddit.
All right, so this is going to be against its...
Will DC.
Will DC, yes.
39. Wait.
Don't say 29.
Yeah, 39.
Okay.
Natural 17.
Ooh. Awesome.
Jeepers. You have a plus 22?
Yeah, I do. I've got a crown.
Dude, she is...
I'm a
horrified. Like, I don't want her in the party.
She's a monster from hell.
She's got a neck mouth.
Hey. You don't know her like I know her.
That is a critical success.
Yeah! Oh!
Desiccate!
She's so scary.
Desiccate.
So what does that mean? I'm frightened too?
Frightened too for 45 minutes.
Stop.
I think.
Stop talking.
You are frightened too, yes.
Stop thinking stuff up.
Battle cry.
You're frightened too.
Frightened too. Well, shit.
It's very standard time in 2E for crits is 45 minutes. Yep.
Okay. Well, shit. I'm still going to do a breath weapon. Let me get my cone out.
My 30-foot cone coming
at you. Oh, is Eris outside of it? Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, Eris, I was waiting for you to come in. So Atticus, Suki, Pepsi, and Ethel all give me a save of the fortitude variety.
All right. All right.
Playing games in front of people.
Yes!
What'd you get there, Joe?
34.
34.
Woo! Portland, this is going well.
Okay. Suki, what'd you get?
21.
No.
Yeah, I rolled bad for Suki. Nat 20 for Pepsi for a 37.
Critical success. Okay. Yeah. So critical success, fail, success. Ethel?
39.
Critical success.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. He's the fortuitous fellow.
Here's what's going to happen.
That's what they call him.
This gust of wind that comes out of it pushes Atticus back 20 feet.
Ooh.
Pushes Suki back 40 feet. Suki crashes into the wall and takes 36 points of bludgeoning
damage. Oh! Boom!
Fuck, I hit my head so hard.
Smashes into the wall. And then it just like crackling electricity comes from its body. It's gonna come up at Ethel. It's gonna come up.
Scatting?
Skip it a beep.
It's scatting at Ethel. Skip it about the doop.
39 to hit Ethel. Excuse me, frightened. 37.
That is a hit.
Let me just roll my D12s here. Oh! 20 points of electricity damage.
Jesus.
Good news, bad news. It's Atticus's turn.
You're this funny.
This guy.
Ooh, right. Okay, yes. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, right. How about let's just start with a recall knowledge on this creature.
Nice.
What would I be rolling to learn about what this thing is or how it can be defeated?
Knowledge air.
Knowledge air.
You could do Arcana or...
I'll do Arcana.
Arcana.
Oh, you shove that cane right up your ass.
Fuck.
30.
30. This is like an air elemental variety known as an aerial servant.
Oh. Wow.
It was a good roll. So I'm going to give you some beef here. That breath weapon, it can only do every 1d4 rounds.
Okay. So for you, every round.
Every round.
For me, every round. It's immune to bleed, paralyzed, poison, and sleep.
Bleed, paralyze, poison, and sleep. What about weaknesses or... Like, what about resistances? I'm curious just about
please
bludgeoning,
deposit
slashing.
5 cents if you'd like more. More knowledge.
Okay. I'm just going to try to slow him down. So he's going to reach out and do that same thing that he did in Boston where he twists the time that exists around the creature in an attempt to slow it, reducing its actions per round.
So what do I roll?
So you roll... Oh, God. Will? I had it up a second ago, and then I lost it. I can't remember. Fortitude save?
Will, fort.
Fortitude.
Fortitude. Good roll. 31.
God. Exactly a success.
Oh, you're frightened.
Oh!
You bitch! You lying piece of shit!
Oh!
Go fuck yourself!
Thank you. I love you guys.
I gave the wrong number. He said, you bitch. You lying piece of shit. Go fuck yourself. And you're cheering him. Bitch. Fuck.
Oh, man.
This is one of those moments where, like, I'm having a great time. And, like, when we get to L.A., I'll listen back to this and be like, I was really over the line. Like, I'll be listening to this at 8 in the morning while, like, exercising. You know, like, this is really unnecessary.
Too much.
Yo, Joe, cut yourself a little slack. You know,
beloved sports franchises and their crushing losses can weigh heavily on the psyche.
It's true.
Oh God, it really does.
So it's going to be a 29.
29 is a fail. That's what I needed. So you are slowed one for 1 minute.
One minute?
So yeah, you're down to two actions per turn, which I just think is phenomenal.
Does that have the incapacitation trait?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I don't see why it would, because it doesn't take you out of the
fight. Do you want to look it up instead of just guessing?
I could, but what if I don't like what I see?
Like, I don't think so. It's written.
I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Nope, does not have the incapacitation, because it doesn't take you out of the fight. It's just making it a little harder for you.
Pretty cool. Anything else?
No, that is it. Recall knowledge and then a two-action casting.
That's huge. For 1 minute. Wow. What a encounter killer. Suki. Yeah. Speaking of encounter killers, Suki.
All right. So Suki is prone.
Nope, you're not prone.
Oh,
you
not
got
prone.
Smashed into the wall, but you're not prone.
Okay.
Critical failure, you would have been prone.
By the way, I'm sorry. Quick note in case it comes up during anybody else's turn. Your result was a 30, not a 29. Because you were frightened one after your turn was over.
Thank you.
It went down. So if it comes up again, you're at one right now.
Thank you. I'm very tired.
All right. So Suki is going to... Fuck it. Two action, John.
Okay.
You see Suki looks up after smacking her head into this bookcase.
Boom.
A little bit hurt. She looks up. She looks pissed.
Yeah.
And suddenly from around her... All the moisture in the room gathers around her in a swirl.
Desiccate.
I'm not casting desiccate. All the water swirls around her, and she starts to take a watery form as she grows in size and says, Lisa!
Yes!
Yeah!
And she turns into a water elemental.
Wow.
Nice.
And you are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, hi, Mark. And she is going to... I don't want to move. I should move a little bit. I don't want to get pushed again. I'm scared. She's not going to move. Instead, she's going to command Pepsi to attack.
Okay.
So she's a water lady now. And then Pepsi's going to go. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do your turn.
Are you looking for a water elemental token?
Yep.
I know you are. Pepsi is going to move up to this air.
Put your glasses.
Guy.
Yes, is your glasses are
glasses
right there.
You have glasses right there.
What?
Careful.
There's a lot going on back here.
I thought you were going to smash your glasses.
Yeah, right there. And bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Have a good pee, Joe. Joe's peeing, everyone.
Portland Joe. PP Joe. I rolled bad for Pepsi's attack. That's going to be a dirty 20.
How big are you?
Pepsi?
How big are you, Water
Lisa.
Suki?
Oh, I don't think I changed size. Let me just double check.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the same. Medium elemental form.
Medium, okay. There you are.
That's battle
you.
Form. Pepsi's going to take a chomp. That's a dirty 20.
A dirty 20 on this thing is a horrifying miss.
Yeah, figured. All right. And Pepsi's going to attack again.
Okay.
Because I commanded him.
She's going to take six actions this turn.
Oopsie. Nope, that's another dirty 20 somehow. So that's a miss.
Another big old miss. Eris.
Do I think that this elemental is fortitudinous?
That's a weird
I mean, it is
question.
Made of air.
Oh, what the...
You don't know. That would be a check of the knowledge variety.
A check of the knowledge variety?
Uh-huh.
Would it be like occultism knowledge?
You could roll occultism.
Okay.
Might be a higher DC.
What the fuck is that?
Is there something wrong, Lisa?
No, Lisa, fine!
Okay.
Lisa, happy! To be alive! It's
27 on occultism.
27. All right, so you want to know about its fort situation?
Yes.
It's very fortuitous.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to... That's one action and I'm so far away. Let's see. Shit, all my things are fortitude. Maybe I'll just, like, do it and hope you roll bad.
Okay.
Risk it for the biscuit.
Try it. Yeah. You never know. I've rolled bad a couple times over the past 10 years.
I'm just going to try it.
Okay, what do I roll?
Roll a fortitude save, please.
Okay. Oh, natural 3.
Oh.
And what is that total?
22.
Fail.
Oh.
What could go wrong?
So what happens?
Desiccate. Desiccate. Desiccate.
Did the air
get
dry?
I have to roll so many dice, I have to use the computer.
Is it damage?
74. It's 13 points of void damage. Nice.
13 points of void damage. Sucking the air out of the room.
And that's her turn. And she goes, it's fortitudinous, guys.
She says to her companions, Aldo.
Aldo, first of all, I have the spotlight for a moment. I'd like to shout out with my friend Steven, who's probably left by now. We've been friends for like 30 years, and he's lived together in New York. He's my roommate. We were together in Denver. We worked together. He's great. He just left, I'm sure.
Steven!
If you watch the video later, just know that I said hello. And also, of course, Samantha is here, my beloved. And along with her aunt and uncle, Philip and Leanne, they're both here too. So.
Oh!
Hey. Those were your three actions. So
you shouted out three people.
Three shout-outs.
Yeah. So I don't... Oh, and someone who's not here is my uncle Sinclair, the one who bought me my first copy of the Redbox Dungeons & Dragons basic set. He lives in Portland, but he couldn't make it tonight. I just wanted to say a shout-out to him as well. He's
but
awesome.
We got to see him recently.
We went to a Mets game with them 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
And we had a great time. Yeah, it was awesome. So, yeah.
Joe, your eyes have gotten a little squinty when they're looking at me.
Staggering the amount you're bringing up baseball in a non-baseball show.
All right. I beg to differ. All right. So, is this creature immune or resistant to lightning? Is that one of the things you learned,
no.
Joe?
We only learned
bleed,
like poison.
Bleed, poison. Jesus. Bleed, poison.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Paralysis, maybe?
Piercing.
No.
No. Well, he didn't say.
We don't know.
He specifically left that.
Oh, wait.
Unsaid.
All right. It's pretty far away, so I am going to take my first action to get closer.
Closer.
Right. And then with my second action, I'm going to throw. Are there any Australians here tonight, by the way? I'm going to go ahead and throw a greater bottled lightning at this creature.
Okay, now, Skid, before you throw that bottle of lightning, one thing I forgot, because I'm blind, that I'm not going to have people re-roll for, is this thing is naturally invisible. But because it took a hostile action, it is now hidden to all of you instead of invisible. So every targeted attack will have a DC 11 flat check, and you are off guard to it.
I wish I knew that.
I know, I forgot. Sorry.
All right, so I'll roll the flat check first.
Please.
Yes.
Okay, so I failed.
Okay.
But I also have... I'm in possession of the Eye of Fortune, which gives me luck beyond sight. So I take the better of two rolls on the flat check to attack a concealed or hidden creature.
Nice. The perfect John.
Natural 18.
Wow.
And... another natural 18 on the attack roll.
Wow!
So that is a... let's see, it's a 31. That is a 39 to hit.
39 is a hit.
Yeah.
A palpable hit.
Palpable hit.
Big old hit. What kind of thing are you throwing at it?
Greater bottled lightning.
Bottled lightning.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Bottled lightning.
This could be a
I'm on a go.
All right, 32 points of electricity damage.
Oh!
And it is off guard until
my next turn, beginning of my next turn.
Against everybody?
Amazing. Against everybody. And then with my third action, I'm just going to throw a moderate alchemist fire at it.
Okay. Okay.
Made the concealment check. And the attack roll is a 27.
That's a miss.
Okay.
But the lightning crackles about its windy body. Ethel.
Okay. Ethel will rush up to the creature.
Try and kiss it.
Not yet.
I'll wait till it's a corpse, if you know what I mean.
Wait, what?
What?
Jesus, Matthew.
Matthew, what is wrong with you? A real sick sense of humor.
Dude, like too far, honestly.
I'm going to do a double slice.
Okay.
So I'm gonna roll my two flat checks first.
Yes. Slice the wind.
DC 11, you said it,
yes? Yes. Wind scar.
What'd you roll?
Skid, what numbers do you see on my dice there?
Oh, no.
Am I seeing double, or are there two tens in that tray?
Oh, no. Two tens.
Two tens.
Double miss.
Wow.
How embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
You should have tried to kiss it.
Free action.
Any other actions?
No. Move, slice, slice.
It's time for the air being's turn. Let me roll my d4 to see if I can do my breath weapon again. This would be fun if I rolled a 1. I didn't. No. Wow. However, first thing it's going to do is gust.
No.
Ethel. Gust on Ethel. Frightened 1. I only have 2 actions. Sucks. 20. No, I can't.
Wizards!
Yeah!
Wizards
are awesome.
Shut your mouth. 37 to hit.
That hits. Does that trigger an attack of opportunity?
Is that a range attack? You? No. It's like a fist of air. It's just called gust.
One action.
One action.
And it's you're off guard to it. I don't know if that made it a crit.
It doesn't make it a crit. Okay. It still hits.
All right. Pretty decent damage. 25 points of bludgeoning.
Ooh.
Then I'm going to, because I hit with that, with my second and final action, I'm going to push you 10 feet back.
Whoa, cool.
Man, slowed is brutal, though. That's the end of my turn. Can you take advantage of it? Atticus.
I'm just imagining this air being going like,
push.
Stop. Get out of here.
Don't push me, bro.
Yeah, what are you pushing me for? I feel like I'm on the ramp at City Field.
Okay. I am going to... Atticus is going to... Man. I don't think you said anything about this on the recall knowledge. So Atticus is going to reach out for this elemental's mind. And assume that it has a mind.
Okay.
And could be, could succumb to mental damage. Could be totally wrong, but Atticus is gonna do his dark ass shit where you see like around him as he holds his staff. As he holds his staff, a darkness envelops his head and his features, and his eyes become this small glow within a sphere of darkness around him, and he reaches into the creature's mind and projects within it the creature's worst fear and will attempt a vision of death. It will see how it dies, which is, by the way, in about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So it sees 30 seconds into the future to Aldo's killing blow.
What kind of save?
Will save.
Oh! Natural 3 again.
Yes!
It's going to be a 20. No, I'm no longer frightened. 21.
21. Critical failure.
Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? You thought slow was an encounter killer. Okay. I'm sorry. I got very excited. But I wasn't prepared.
Okay.
I feel like I saw a comment on YouTube for one of our shows. It's like, there is nothing like Joe O'Brien when one of the spells he casts works exactly the way he wants it.
It's a rare and precious
thing. Never happens.
Yeah,
it happens
once a year. It never happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Assuming it is could succumb to this fear, it sees Aldo killing it in mere seconds. As a direct result of this battle music, it immediately takes 58 points of mental damage.
Oh!
It becomes frightened 4.
Damn!
Wow! I didn't know it went to 4.
And all it can do is flee for as long as it is frightened.
Oh!
Anarchist Grimm, ladies and gentlemen!
Oh, wow.
The Dark Sorcerer!
I can't believe I critically failed on Phantasmal Killer.
Yeah, you critically failed on Phantasmal Killer.
What a dream.
Oh, it's such a rare thing.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone fail on Phantasmal Killer.
No.
Natural 3. Oh.
This thing is in really, really bad shape, and it fears for its life. Eris, what do you got?
Oh, it's my turn.
Wait, was that targeted?
No, because it doesn't have an attack roll.
No, it's a win.
It's a okay. Save.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, my understanding of spells
it's
is
not,
if it doesn't have an attack roll, no, you
no,
don't roll.
It's not at all.
Hidden.
It's not. It's, yeah. See?
Am I correct?
Yeah, they're...
Okay. You heard the people.
A creature you're hidden from is off guard to you, and it must succeed at a DC 11 flat check when targeting you with an attack, spell, or other effect, or it fails to affect you.
Joe.
Area effects aren't subject to this flat check.
Phantasmal Killer isn't an area effect. It's a targeted spell.
Joe, just roll a DC 11 flat check.
That is so uncool.
So look, dirty. It's a miracle.
I feel like Grandpa Joe.
He stood without the cane. This is incredible.
He's faking
this gold breaker can walk, dude. I've seen a few spinals.
All you got to do is roll a DC 11 flat check, and your favorite spell that you've ever cast won't fail miserably.
Do this, Portland? Can I actually do this? All right. We got to go to a special die for this one. Noah, where are you? Noah. Yeah, there he is, front row. Noah gave me this amazing die during the meet and greet. This die, apparently, in one... Stop talking.
I just said, we all know how this is going to go.
Yeah. Noah, I'm so sorry.
You're
getting jumped in the parking lot later. I'm sorry, Noah.
It starts tonight.
The saddest thing is when he shouts someone out. It's like a knife to the heart. It's just like, I'm so sorry
Sydney,
for you.
Sydney, clear off any valuables
I know.
From the table.
Like, he has a full beer. I feel like I should take it off.
Yeah, that's wise.
Get your fucking hands off my beer.
I'll put that close to your laptop.
Noah says and has corroborating witnesses that this die once rolled natural 20, natural 20, natural 20, 18, 19, 20 in a row. Six consecutive
with
rolls.
Your hands, not these cheese bread hands.
Wow.
Honestly, I would think you'd be on my side in this moment, but
yeah. We're all
you do you.
Rooting for you.
Noah, come on, man.
I'm
come
just
on.
Practical. I'm just
come
practical.
On.
See, come on. Get a close up of this.
It's a
16! Yeah! Noah! And his name is John C.
Wow.
Oh, God, I want to rip my shirt off right now.
Just got that shirt. He's shaking. His hand is shaking.
I'm okay.
It's the shaking condition.
Shaking.
You succeed on Phantasmal Killer.
Yeah.
Eris, can you finish this creature off?
Jesus. Okay. Eris moves up. Oh, that's the ruler.
You shook the stage and now my leg hurts.
Oh, God. Oh,
I feel like I tried to walk.
Oh, no.
Eris moves up and casts one of her focus spells, Malicious Shadow. So whatever this thing saw as its death, perhaps maybe a hammer bludgeoning it to death?
Yeah, it's not going to like that.
This, like, shadow of a hammer appears and tries to bludgeon it.
All right. Is it an attack roll for you or a save for me?
So it's an attack roll for me.
Okay.
So frightened. So flat check first. I don't know. This seems like a bad idea.
Slowed. Yeah. It's off guard.
It misses. Oh. It's a natural two.
I wanna be your shadow.
I'm sorry, Joe.
Big ol' miss. Takes the win.
Wait, that was a flat check?
Out of the room.
That was a flat check.
That was a flat check.
Very dry roll there, Kate.
That's what she's good at.
Aldo.
Sorry, it is no longer off guard. However, I hope to rectify that situation immediately. Is I throw a second greater bottle of lightning at it.
Wait, did I get skipped? What the fuck?
He thinks we're the same person.
You're just not on the initiative track.
That is true.
Do you think Kate and I are the same woman?
Well, you sound the same.
Yeah, all we do is nag, nag, nag.
Wow.
I feel like that's the sting from the cheesy bread hands comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's mad.
I deleted you from the initiative tracker when I put in Lisa.
Oh, is Lisa going now?
Lisa may go now. I have put her in there, yes.
Lisa, go!
Lisa!
Fuck, why can't Lisa move?
Just tell me what you want Lisa to do.
Lisa, run!
Okay.
All the way to Pepsi.
Run 10, 15, 20.
Do it the good way.
25.
No, do it, yes, and do it again.
You want to move twice?
Yep.
You want to do it again?
Like to hear?
To the creature.
Okay.
Lisa, hit.
You have one action left.
Yeah, let me flank. Wait, it's already off guard. Who cares? Let me, all right.
It's not off guard.
Oh.
Well, it is because it's not your
turn. It is off guard, yeah. Okay. Flat check?
Yep.
Yes, please.
Lisa, strong, independent lady. Lisa, miss.
Thank you, Lisa.
Tear me apart, Lisa!
And Pepsi's gonna bite real quick.
Don't you have to command it?
No, Pepsi's a mature boy.
Pepsi's independent.
Pepsi's a teen. Wow, Pepsi rolled the same as Lisa. That's nothing. It's a 22.
So sorry I skipped your turn.
Yep, me too. I go back to drinking my pickle teeny. Cheers, everybody.
You know, you can't just pour vodka in a glass and throw a pickle in it.
Women can do whatever they put their mind to, Troy.
Yes, I can, and I did.
I'm also drinking a pickle teeny. Cheers.
It's just vodka and pickles.
That is just vodka and a deli pickle.
With pickle. Thank you for the ocean vodka. It is delicious. I am drinking it. Thank you. Kawhi, thank you.
Also, real quick, while we're commenting on Sydney's food and beverages.
Sydney's obvious problem.
That's for my therapist.
Just want to make sure everybody knows. Maybe some of the front row can see it. Maybe somebody further back can. Definitely the audio audience can't.
Sydney is sitting with a clear plastic cup that is filled with a mixture of peanut M&Ms, Sour Patch Kids, and beef jerky. In the same cup.
And next to that is a pint glass of vodka with a pickle in it.
Yep.
That she's calling.
And you wonder why she missed.
No. Oh, oh no. Portland Sid. Isn't he doing my Portland.
How's that beef going down?
God,
Sid?
God made me perfect. So.
That's hard to argue with. That's hard to argue with.
Aldo, can we return to your turn here?
Yes. And I will say, for the record, that I did succeed on my concealment check.
I believe you.
But I'm going to re-roll it because it wasn't my turn.
Oh, no. Oh,
no, no.
You didn't need to do that.
I'll
He's
allow it.
You.
I'll allow
it.
It
was my turn.
Okay.
All right. I made it again.
Okay.
So stay honest. All right. So we'll go through with my previous plan that we've been thwarted. Flying eye greater bottle of good lightning. All right, so now that I have everyone's attention, that is a 30 to hit.
Is it off guard?
No, it's not. So
it is frightened,
but it's frightened four.
And the DC is AC, so that's a hit.
Yeah. All right. Great. Excellent.
A lot of dice over there.
It's over. Give up.
All right. That is 29 points of electricity damage.
Ooh. It's dead.
Yeah! The knockout on the blood, sweat, and tears. The hard work we've been putting in for years. The knockout and the time is...
God, that was awesome.
That was
Shout out
awesome.
To the one guy that I talked to earlier who knows where that song is from, and I appreciate you. Thing.
God, what is... It. I mean, we just kicked the shit out of
that
you,
That was
dude.
Fucking awesome!
Yeah, you really, really gave it what for.
Well, it's funny, too, because like we've had successive failures in our other shows
yeah.
for so long.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, I feel like, since we've actually felt
We
competent.
Were fucking due. Yeah. This was... Yeah. Lisa shoves Ethel 10 feet into the bookcase. She's excited.
The creature already did that.
You take 39 points of damage.
Lisa blasts Ethel with water. 29 bludgeoning.
What's going on with you?
would my 30 on the recall knowledge, would it give me any indication of the lore of this creature? Like why it might be here? Or does it seem like it's summoned... and forced into some sort of guardianship of this room? Is that like...
Well, you know that the Mysterium has these protections that are sort of built in. The protections have been bastardized by Lowell's mere presence, infected as he is with Jamon Dor. The mirror that was supposed to produce axiomites on the first floor produced Hounds of Tyndalos. Those axiomites got shunted down to this floor. So perhaps these aerial servants have been around for centuries as protectors, and they're just very unhappy.
Yeah. Atticus will search the room. So he begins looking, you know, through the bookshelves and the books and everything for the for anything of interest.
Spooky. There's a lot of books in here, Spooky. As there are throughout the Mysterium.
Lisa!
Lurking.
Can Lisa use those medicinal tools?
Lisa!
Lurking. Are you going to stay, Lisa?
I believe that's a no.
Lurking among the tomes in this room, you see a book that seems to have been improperly shelved. And so It kind of stands out to you.
No, this is not in the right place. What is this?
It is a... a book called Witch Cults of Northern Avestan.
Hey, give me that.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Witch Cults of Northern...
There's a picture of Eris on the cover.
Like a Playboy cover. Yeah. Sitting on a white couch and a white background.
Centerfold pops out.
She likes long walks on the beach and eating things with her neck.
That dating profile gets some action.
It is a book that details the practices of infernal cults and their observations on summoning creatures from hell. Ooh. You figure that this could be worth quite a bit to a collector. But beyond that, nothing else of interest in this room.
I don't think there's anything else here. We should check the other one, the one to the southeast.
I'm here.
Father Bubbles, you were suspiciously absent during that entire encounter.
Yes, I'm holding the body of Elder...
Oh! Oh, my.
Oh, carrying Elder Lathine's body is making me sweaty. I just need to air it out for a second. Oh! All right. Let's carry on.
Suki's form comes back. It's been a minute. Lisa is gone.
Lisa gone.
Lisa
Suki
gone.
Back.
Lisa, goodbye.
Can I have some healing now, please?
Yes, I heal you 29. Do you need more than that?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it again.
Has anyone seen an angel's head? We're still looking for a fourth. An angel statue.
Yes.
You searched. Perhaps it's in this room.
32 more points. Does anybody else need healing?
Thank you.
Are you healing?
Yeah. Like 20 minutes have passed. Does anybody else need healing?
No.
Okay.
No, that last encounter was super easy.
Yeah, it was so easy. All right. Shall we go through this next door?
You already know
perception check.
Where the door is. You perceived it already, so you take a second to reorient yourself. You stare at this wall. And a door appears.
Ethel kicks it in.
Ethel!
De-boomf!
Ethel kicks in.
I'm a man of action.
This beautiful door. There are more books in here.
Oh, obviously. I see something in the corner.
Oh!
Oh, there it is.
What?
I knew it.
Ethel, run for it.
Let me read the flavor text.
Oh, sorry. It is completely unnecessary.
There are more books, but that's not all. There is also the fourth remaining angel statue.
Yes!
Wow.
Yes. However, although the angel statues on the rest of the level have been intact and whole, the angel statue here is all fucked up.
Oh, describe its fucked upness.
Well, it's a very odd room. It almost looks like half library, half laboratory.
And a laboratory.
Laboratory.
It's a laboratory.
Library.
Looming over the broken angel statues, you see four other statues of, like, clockwork creations.
Oh.
I wonder if those come to life.
Can we smash them?
Just kind of standing there. They got, like, gears and shit in them.
Where are they?
Along the walls.
Smash.
Magic missile on all of them.
Yeah,
immediately.
Fuck that.
Okay, roll for initiative.
Can we get a surprise round? We surprise them.
These seem to be some inert design.
Son of a bitch. This is, I can't show you what they look like, but,
You can't?
Fuck, I can't do anything. Here it is. This is what they look like.
Oh,
shit.
Huh. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the first word that comes to mind isn't clockwork for that.
No.
That looks rather elaborate.
Huh.
Holy shit. Okay. Does it have a gem for a head?
Don't worry about it. Okay, let me add Suki back to the show. Ethel, what'd you get?
24, and here's my free attempt to demoralize. I'm going to try to demoralize.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The one to the north east that's the
directly
across from me. And I surely do not demoralize with a 25.
You do not. What did you get, Atticus?
34.
34. What did you get, Eris?
26, but I'd like to use my free attempt to demoralize on the one on the southwest.
Southwest, okay.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be good. 27.
hits exactly.
Nice!
So it's frightened one. You frightened the clockwork being. Very good. Suki?
27.
27. And finally, Aldo.
25.
25.
Y'all rolled bad.
It's a fun little combat here.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have some fun.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
When you think that, I worry about our safety.
The clockwork being along the south wall to the east will go first. That one is going to reach out its arm and cast a spell. Well, actually, let me see this.
With what sort of range?
Shut up while I'm talking.
Sorry.
It is
just out of range.
It's going to reach out and can I fucking target multiple? No, I can't. Piss on my ass. All right, that's fine. I'm going to reach out and cast a spell on the one against the mat back. So it like reaches out, and that one just seems to light up a little bit.
It's hasted.
And then...
poop.
Pippity-poppity-poo. It is going to... Can I do that? No. That's fine. It's just going to move ever so slightly towards in front of the angel statue. And then it is Atticus's turn.
Oh, shit. Too soon. Crap. I don't know. Oh, delay. I forgot. Yes. I could, of course. Boom, 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 boom.
Thought you were going to do a magic missile.
Yeah.
You called it.
Yeah. I definitely saw that danger coming. But am I going to do a magic missile? Why would I waste it? Fuck. Shit. I actually am just, like, out of range for a bunch of my stuff. But let's see. Boop, 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 boop.
Aren't you walking
I won't
the
delay.
Room? Okay. Suki.
Fuck. I also delay.
Okay. Eris.
The fuck, guys?
Are you delaying too? Delay for to what?
I don't.
So that they move into range,
yeah,
and then we can blow their shit up.
Can't run into the room.
I mean, yeah. What I want to do? I mean, how far away is? Let's see. 60 feet. Let's see. 65 feet. All right. On this one that I demoralized, I'm not delaying.
Oh,
because I'm not a wimp.
Action, Kate.
Action, Kate.
The one to the southwest that I demoralized.
Yes, it's very frightened of you.
Can it please make a fortitude save?
Sure, I can do that. Let me just get my D20.
It's frightened.
I know.
It's frightened.
Fortitude save, southwest, and it's frightened. Natural 5.
Wow.
What is the total?
All right, you said fortitude. That's going to be a 21.
Oh, that.
I don't think that's a critical fail.
It's got it.
Yeah, come on.
My AC is a 30.
My
your AC? What
well,
is your...
Well, the class DC is a 30.
Just
so 21.
Your spell save DC is a 30?
My class DC is a 30, which is my spell save, right?
So sad. What does it say on the spell?
What does it say on the spell?
Okay. Now, all right. It's not a critical.
The target must attempt a fortitude save.
Just this character builder does not list the DC.
Wow. Yeah. I just thought that you were had a +4 in your main attribute. I thought it'd be 31.
So it's probably a regular fail.
It's a regular fail.
Yes. How sad.
How sad for you. So this target to the southwest grows 2 really, really gross and pus-filled blisters.
The clockwork creature grows pus-filled blisters. All right.
Okay.
And with my final turn, can I do a knowledge check?
Sure. Final action?
Yeah. I want to know what their
words matter.
Weaknesses are.
Okay. Give me a check.
Occultism? You're laughing at me, but you always make fun of me. You know, you're laughing pretty hard for someone who doesn't have their wallet on them right now.
Give me a headache.
When did you take his wallet?
Oh, I don't know. When did I take his wallet?
When did you?
Holy shit. You stole that old man's wallet?
You stole that old man's wallet?
Who's laughing now?
Wait, Kate, are you going to start doing like close up magic?
You better tell
me
what that weakness is.
The amazing Randy over here fucking pickpocketing.
And I've got your Apple Watch.
I took the wallet into the shower.
Did I steal an injured man's wallet? Yes.
Is there any cash in there?
Is there?
You got any money?
No cash.
No cash. Wow.
There's an expired license.
There is an expired license in there. I wasn't going to call you out on that.
We weren't going to say it out loud, but both of us
agree.
But
it expired last month.
Yeah. It's insane. Like, this grown-ass father of children
can't
get a driver's license.
I drove to the airport.
You weren't broken 4 months ago. I should have gotten the replacement.
I drove to the airport with an expired license and expired registration.
And now that information is on
Don't
the internet.
Say that.
I brought that into the shower, too.
38 occultism.
It's a clockwork mage. Here are its immunities.
No, it's weaknesses.
All right. Electricity 10. And ready for me to mispronounce this? Fuck it. None of you have it. Just electricity 10.
Wait.
No, you don't know that.
Whoa.
You don't know what I have.
You don't want to know what I'm going to do with this.
I'm going to say it weird.
Well, say it.
I'll just do the spell it. The
just
translation.
Say it.
Make Google say
mountain
it.
Copper.
What?
It's called Auracalcum?
Auracalcum, yeah.
Auracalcum. Mountain copper. Mountain copper 10.
You're right. We don't have that.
No.
Auracalcum. Yeah, do you have Auracalcum, damn it?
Is that metallurgy?
My God. We're going to get charged $15 by
the
venue for damage to the plastic table.
What about the damage to my cane?
That's the end of my turn.
I think you're liable.
Can I have my wallet? I'm going to forget that shit. I'm going to walk around with a passport like a foreigner.
I said don't point that thing at me.
He has to use his passport to travel with his own country.
There was $25. Not to mention traveler's checks.
Traveler's checks. You got traveler's checks.
Traveler's checks.
Oh, my God. I picture you going into your bank with a cane and being like, I'm going to Oregon. I need some traveler's checks.
But not going to the DMV to renew your license.
Wait. Thank God I still have my COVID-19 vaccination record card. What would I do without this?
His wallet is so big and there's nothing of use in there. Like,
how dare you? How dare you? Expired on my birthday.
Have you considered the possibility that it was your wallet that gave you the herniated disc? Thing?
Whose turn is it?
I don't know.
It's Aldo's turn.
Oh, great.
Auracalcum 10.
All right. I'm
going to... Mountain copper.
All right, so...
Aldo. You just keep yelling mountain copper. You crazy old man.
Everything hurts. So. I've never felt worse in my life.
Auracalcum featured heavily in the Indiana Jones computer game, Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis.
The Fate of Atlantis. Yeah. Classic point-and-click adventure game. LucasArts.
What do you do?
So Eldar is excited. He says, wait to light, electricity and lightning. Oh, call me Ben Franklin, a historical figure that I'm aware of. And he runs into the room.
Oh.
And he excitedly pulls another greater lightning from his Bean Delia. And hurls it in the direction of the closest clockwork contraption.
Very well.
That is a 27 to hit.
27 hits.
Okay.
What do you do? How much damage?
27 points of electricity damage.
Oh! You mean 17 points of electricity?
Oh, wait. I thought it was a weakness.
Yeah, I asked you for weaknesses.
You said it was a weakness.
Oh, wait. Wait. I'm sorry. You're right. All right. Oh, sorry. I get one thing wrong a year. Yeah. All right, so 37 points of damage.
Yes. Yes.
What about that, splash damage?
That includes the splash damage.
Okay.
And so.
Oh.
And that. So. And then I'm going to throw a moderate. I'm going to throw a moderate.
Okay. Just do it.
That is a. That's 28. 28 to hit.
Yep. Yep.
It is a hit, though. It actually is a hit. You hit its AC.
Okay, that is 21 points of electricity damage.
So 31
points. 31 points of electricity damage.
Wow, I thought I was going to fuck you guys up with these guys.
And that's it for me.
Okay, what are you guys talking about over there? How have you wasted your turns?
Yes.
Yes.
Honestly, that's exactly what we're talking
Constantly bitch about me rolling higher initiative. You finally roll higher initiative. And then you delay.
Did it occur to you that this game is situational? Every encounter is different.
You put us in a cube, and we're spellcasters. I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
It's Ethel's turn, unless one of you knuckleheads wants to go.
Yeah, I'll go.
No, stop. Don't let him fool you. He's bullying you.
No, girl.
He's getting into your head.
Girl.
He's playing on your fragile woman's mind.
What are you, afraid?
Go piss. Hold me back. Hold me back. Hold me back. Let me in there.
Steal his wallet, Sydney.
Yeah, give me
He's
your wallet.
He's not worth it. Give He's me your, not worth
give
it.
Give me your wallet. All right.
No, don't renew my license for me.
I. Give me your wallet and the keys to your car, and I'll drive to the DMV. All right. Suki sees Ethel rearing to go, and she goes, wait. And she will cast Haste on Ethel.
That is very good.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
That is a very good use of your
good
turn.
One.
Thank
nice.
You. And she will cast Haste on Ethel, and then she'll command Pepsi.
Haste on Ethel, command Pepsi. What does Pepsi do?
Pepsi thinks about his life and the choices that he's made.
Okay.
And he is going to double... Are they up on the wall? Or the clockwork people, sorry. Are they up on the wall or are they...
No,
like...
no, they're standing.
Okay. So Pepsi's going to double move in and then take an attack on the one in the most north.
Okay, the one that Aldo just blasted.
Yeah, Pepsi's going to try to...
Does Pepsi do aura calcum damage?
Let me look.
Because that would
Does
be really
Does it have
helpful.
Aura calcum fangs?
That would
be really helpful in this moment.
Oh, thank you, Skid.
I was like, who is this stagehand? Telling... Telling us that this creature is
on fire.
You're on fire.
you're on fire.
Oh, whoa.
It sounds so funny off mic. Like, I don't know if it'll get picked up.
All right, off guard.
35.
35 to hit?
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
Hitting
everything. That's a hit.
Hell yeah.
Wait a minute. Pepsi didn't have to double move to there?
Pepsi double moved and then used the command as his third action to attack. So two actions, third action. Moved once, moved again, third action is attacking.
It gets two actions.
Suki commanded Pepsi on her turn, so he gets a third
action. Two actions. If she doesn't command him, he gets one action. Mm. Right?
No, it's independent.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. Pepsi, is that true? Everyone's holding up peace signs.
All right, who's right? By round of applause, Joe... Sydney? Who's just cheering for what they want and not the truth? Well, now I don't know what to believe.
I guess I for some reason thought that Pepsi got three if she commanded.
When have you ever done three actions
with
Pepsi?
Does Pepsi have an independent feat? Because my independent trait, it gets one action.
No.
If I don't command.
He gets one action without command.
It's a snake.
Command,
it doesn't have any feet.
And when you...
Oh! Skid, you must live in such exquisite horror with that mind. Like, the things you can think of. I can't...
So you can't double move and attack.
I didn't.
When you command it, it gains another action, which means it would get two.
So everyone stop talking.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. But come on! When once ever have you ever done three actions
with Pepsi? I don't know. I just thought that Pepsi was as strong as a person.
I'm going to move on.
Pepsi was a strong, independent snake.
Yeah. All right, Pepsi double moves and is there now.
Okay. Thank you. Just... Ethel?
Can I actually go?
Yes.
No? Okay.
Wow.
You still haven't gone.
Ethel is hasted. Sadly, his movement speed is 20 feet, and he is 45 feet from the enemy.
What a shame.
Ethel is going to move. First action, move. Full move once.
Okay.
And then I will sudden charge where I can for two actions, which I can move up to double my speed to get in melee with this guy.
Ooh, the one that's frightened.
I'll make a strike with the Warhammer.
Okay. It's frightened.
That is a 40 to hit.
That's a critical.
Shit, yeah!
That's a critical hit. That's going to be double damage.
Yeah.
Wait, does the Orichalcum damage double?
You just want to say Orichalcum as much as possible.
This is the best damage roll, one of the best damage rolls I've ever seen.
It's one of the best ones I've certainly done in the past several months. Okay.
It's big math.
Look at Francisco Lindor over there. It's must be nice.
A grand slam.
This grand slams every time.
Okay. Wait, I lost count.
It's no.
60 points of bludgeoning and
whoa.
And 4 points of cold.
Holy shit.
Holy.
What is going on with you
and
guys?
We are on fire. We're like the New York Mets right now. And please roll. And please,
everything.
Please roll a fortitude save.
What is going
on? Oh, yeah, you could be
prone. Oh, my God, natural four.
Yeah!
What is happening?
Get on the ground, bitch.
You are so.
I'm fired up. I'm sorry.
What is. That's too far. All right, that's going to be a 21.
I think that is a fail. You fall prone.
They were like, Joe said bitch too many times.
They were like,
we're out.
He yelled, get on the ground, bitch. And they, I can't do this anymore. Okay, and with my final hasted action.
I have to stand up.
Don't awe him. He's fine.
He's actually quite hurt.
He's not fine. He just suck.
Yeah. I'm just trying to leak pee down my pants.
You can just go pee, man. Okay, that is a 30. That is a 37 to hit on my second attack.
With the map?
Didn't you double move?
Wait.
No, I hasted.
Yeah,
I
moved, he's hasted.
Sudden charge, two actions, fourth action, second attack.
A 37 is another crit.
Yes!
Critical crit.
A video game, you like knock it prone and then smash it again.
That's 44 points of bludgeoning.
Oh my god.
And 12 points of cold.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn right it is. Ethel the executioner. So Ethel just charges into the room and just starts hammering on this thing with a giant warhammer.
God, that's so awesome.
Caving in the metal of its constructed body.
Oh, man. Holy shit. Do you want to go?
No.
Okay.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but only one of all the creatures have gone.
Yes.
Yeah, they rolled really, really low.
It would have been that one's turn, but now it's at the great clock in the sky. This one here, the one that had a spell cast on it, is in fact hasted.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And it is going to cast a couple of spells. First, let's start with a spell.
It's not going to cast a couple of spells. Unless you have a one action spell.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's not casting two action
spells. I will do what I want.
My grandparents put to discipline their poodle, put some pennies in an old soda can.
Shake it up.
They would shake it, but it very quickly it just got to the point that they just had to threaten to get the can. And that's what I feel like the can has become.
Yeah,
like,
that's the...
I'm going to get the can.
All right, everybody shut up.
What cool spells are you going to cast?
It's a spell that used to be called Black Tentacles.
Oh,
oh shit. Oh.
Now it's called Slither.
Ew.
Boom, right on Eris,
what?
Suki, Father Dick,
what?
Atticus.
No, not Father Dick.
And Aldo.
No, no!
20-foot burst.
That's me!
Snakes, a mass of snakes made of shadow rise up to capture all the creatures in the area. Everyone that I just named. Please roll a reflex save.
Ooh, oh boy, oh boy, oh shit.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Let me see what my DC is. There it is.
Okay.
Slither.
Shit. All right, so I'm not as familiar with the results
save
of this spell. I've just not, and I didn't do the John, the recall knowledge.
No, you delayed.
Okay,
delayed,
I kept delaying,
delayed.
I kept delaying. I know, and now it's a mistake. I didn't think they'd have a rage. Black tentacles. All right, I'm going to...
Roll the reflex save.
Hard pass. Something tells me by the rules I will have to do that.
I didn't know you could do that.
I am going to... Atticus reacts as it casts this thing, and he's going to reach out toward it, and as these tentacles,
snakes,
slithering things, yeah, begin to, like, burst from the ground, he is going to try to darken them and pull them into a plane of shadow. So he's going to use Shadow Siphon to reduce the effect of the spell on us. Now, I don't know if, you know, the spell's primary effect is, like, grabbing us, which would really, you know, that's not going to help, but it will reduce damage if I'm successful here. So it's a reaction, I cast it, and I do a counteract check against the DC of the spell or whatever, class DC of the creature.
Okay.
So here we go.
Roll the check, let's see what happens.
Oh,
no, brutal.
No, 24.
It's a fail.
Mm. Is it a rank 5 or lower spell?
Yes.
Is it rank 5?
Yes.
All right, then it fails.
Fuck.
Damn it. It was exactly rank 5.
Is it going to deal physical or energy damage?
It might.
Okay.
Damn it.
Well, if it does, I have a reaction.
What? All right, let's go for you then. What did you roll for your reflex save?
32.
That is a success. You are unaffected. Aldo, what did you roll?
Aldo rolled a 35.
Success, unaffected. Suki, what did
I
you roll?
I also rolled a 35.
Oh.
What a dumb spell.
We won't need this. We won't need this.
What about, is your snake or something? Father Bubbles, failed.
Oh.
Actually, Father Bubbles passed. Roll a natural 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bubbles!
I don't think he would have passed on a 19. What did you roll?
My man, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Who gave me the die from literally 1982? Where are you? Yeah, there he is. Thanks, pal. Natty 16 for a 36.
Hell yeah! What spell?
Dude, my two gifted die tonight that I rolled, both natty 16s. Amazing.
So you're all unaffected.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, yeah.
Now, keep in mind, you would know this, you're all high-level creatures. If you end your turn in that mass, you're going to have to re-roll saves and shit.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. It seems like you're stomping on this encounter. That creature will then move, because it is hasted. Fuck my... Fuck. It's going to... It's going to move. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to move up to Pepsi and hit Pepsi with my fist.
Wait. That was a one action, John? Oh, you're hasted. Fuck.
Hasted. 29 to hit Pepsi.
That just hits.
That's right. I'm going to kill this snake if I can't kill you.
Take it out on your snake.
Ooh. 19 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Swank! The next one will go.
No. Now I will go.
Oh, how convenient.
Oh, how convenient.
All right, go ahead.
Atticus. Yep.
Gonna have to move out of that slither.
Is it all, like, difficult terrain and shit?
No. It's just annoying.
So he is going to move straight down into the room.
his max speed. And that should be good enough for Gaga Gang!
Oh!
Shit.
What a dumb
shit!
Let's get a little lightning bolt, bitch!
Oh!
That's like your fifth bitch. What do I...
I love this city!
Reflex save?
Hold on, real quick. I'm going to double check. Now, I'm going to go with my prepared, heightened lightning bolt.
Yes.
So he's not using the staff on this one. He just reaches out and line attack on
reflex
the two
save. Creatures. First reflex one save. Rolls. Oh, my God. I'm natural 5!
Wow!
It's got really good reflexes, but that's going to be a 24. Madam, calm down. 24 and then a nat 20 on the side.
Ah, shit.
Damn it.
So,
I'll get back to you in 15 minutes.
24 is a regular fail, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, regular fail, unfortunately.
All right, so give me half damage, and the other one will take zero damage.
Yeah. Damn it. All right, so the first one that failed takes 31 points of damage.
And it's electricity.
So and it, so it procs its weakness.
I just said it's electricity, yeah. So it's 41 points.
Yeah,
of damage.
41 points of damage.
Does that do any orichalcum damage?
No.
Because that would have double ticked.
God, natural 20. Shit.
Yep. Eat it. A dick, that is.
Oh. Jesus. Now I see.
All right, the one that just nat 20'd is going to go. I had a plan, but it's all out the window now. I'm going to step forward. I can't step through fucking Pepsi. What a shitty...
You can go around Pepsi.
Yeah, does Pepsi have an attack of opportunity?
No.
No, Pepsi's useless, Troy.
No.
All right, so it's going to move 25 feet.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. And then I'm going to cast a 60-foot cone.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to Steve.
What?
Of Howling Blizzard.
Okay. Howling Blizzard.
All right.
And yeah. That will affect
you're not
everyone.
Oh, no.
You're not getting me.
You're not getting
Yeah, look. There you are right there.
You're not getting Suki.
Or is that the Suki? Slither. She's behind a wall then.
Suki's behind
a
wall.
Suki, you're good. I only pushed it 35 feet, but that is going to be Aldo, Atticus, and Eris.
Jesus.
Against Howling Blizzard. You might remember it as Cone of Cold.
Yeah.
Give me a reflex save.
Son of a bitch, man. Going into the well here. Oh, all right. Good.
This is a lot.
Oh.
Shit. I got a beautiful handmade die from Jackson. Where's Jackson? Action Jackson! Woo. Yeah, there he is. This better work.
He literally told all of us, like, it's not going to roll well. Don't roll them.
He did say that.
Roll it.
This could be a natural one, I just realized.
Roll it.
Action Jackson!
God.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Joe's luck is real. What'd you roll, dummy?
Jackson literally highlighted the worst number. Shut up, Jackson, you piece of shit. For my die specifically, he highlighted the natural one and the natural 5. And I rolled the natural fucking 5.
Okay. What's the total?
Son of a bitch. 25.
25. That's a fail.
Yeah. But not critical.
Not critical. Eris?
I can't believe I rolled the natural 5.
30.
Success, half damage. And Aldo?
29.
Success, half damage. So you guys will take 20 points of damage. And you'll take 40 points.
Ah!
It's so cold.
Cold damage.
It is all coming to an end.
Top of round 2.
You're as cold as ice.
Boom.
Top of round 2. These guys got some spells. I still got one of them there. What to do? Ooh. Ooh, that sounds fun. Stinking cloud.
Oh.
Now, dude, that never... ever makes anyone happy, GM or players.
Yeah.
It honestly just ruins the game session. Yeah.
You're in no shape to cast Stinking Cloud, Troy.
I don't like it. I'm thinking about... You know what he's going to do is... You just peed!
Wait, I have to pee! Come on, I was going to wait till all the clockwork guys went and I was going to go pee.
God.
I'm not going to do anything till he comes back.
Right to a halt.
All right, so this one casts haste the first round. So now it is going to cast a spell on itself, and it starts to, like, flicker in and out of space, and then it teleports 10 feet forward.
Oh.
And now it is Eris's turn.
Oh, God. Okay, wait. What happened? Someone moved? Somebody moved. I want to get out of this, like, area of effect spell for sure.
Yeah, as long as you don't finish your turn there, you're good to go.
And you know what? We've been fighting for a while, and I am low on spells.
Oh.
So.
You want to punch him?
I want to punch him?
Little witch punch?
I don't know if that'll work.
Does Egg have any spells stored up?
Egg can do spells for me sometimes.
But nothing saved.
But, like, Egg is no Pepsi.
Pepsi's the strongest, you know, party member.
Egg can't wear armor. So Eris is going to move. How fast can I move? 25 feet?
Sounds about right.
Maybe 25 30. Feet. Let's go. Yeah, right in y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
She's going to move right
out of the snake's
tentacles.
And then I'm going to cast a spell on the one... kind of directly in front of me that I'm facing.
The one that just cast teleport.
The one that just flickered in and out of existence, then teleported forward.
Oh, flicky.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Can you roll a fortitude save?
I sure can. It's part of my job. Oh, my God. 24.
Fail. Okay. Wow. So what she casted was Worm's Riposte. So these, like, gnawing worms materialize within the flesh of this thing, and it deals 4d6 piercing damage and 1d6 persistent piercing damage.
Ooh. All right, give me the 4d6 damage, and I will
18, please. 18.
Okay,
and on the failure, you take the full initial damage and a persistent damage, and you're flat-footed due to the pain for as long as you take persistent damage.
Wow!
So I'm off guard, and I'm taking 1d6 persistent piercing.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Very good. La, 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 la. It is going to be Aldo's turn.
All right, Aldo is going to clear out of the way of the Slither effect.
Okay.
Two movies off the top of my head named Slither. One of James Gunn's early work. And another one that I saw in syndication on Channel 2, KWGN in Denver, going up about... blood-sucking worms that infected a town in Georgia, I think. It scared the fucking shit out of me as a kid. The commercial scared the shit out of me. So, out of revenge, I'm going to throw my second-to-last greater lightning bottle.
Wait. Didn't we learn something about lightning with them?
Yeah, yes, they're weak to it.
Oh, good.
Go back to your pickle vodka.
Thank you, Sydney.
Oh, no.
Sydney's listening to what just happened.
Sydney has ADHD. I knew I heard lightning. It's like it was on the peripheral. Like I was like, lightning. This is going to be important.
lightning. Oh, should I have a peanut M&M or beef jerky? Like, it's all just like twisted all together.
Which one are you attacking?
I'm going to attack the closest to me.
Okay.
And what'd you roll?
Natural 20.
Ranged or magic? I always forget. I think they're ranged, right?
Stop it. Find something from Portland, Oregon.
From Portland, Maine. Here we go!
Yeah, Portland, Maine.
All right. Oh, geez. We're going a little far away here. Natasha from Auburn, Washington writes in with, impossible shot. Your prowess under pressure is so great, God himself couldn't stop your shot. Oh! This is great.
double damage and plus two circumstance bonus to your next attack.
Oh.
Very simple, very clean. Love it. There you go. Thank you, Natasha.
Thanks, Natasha.
Thanks, Natasha.
I also can't believe we didn't have a ranged crit in Portland.
60 points of damage.
60?
60 points of electricity damage.
Right? Say the number
60.
It's dead.
Yeah! What's up?
Yeah! I can't believe you are stomping this encounter.
Oh, I can't either.
I feared for you. I no longer fear for you. And now you get a plus two should you decide to use another action
and
to attack.
And I am going to use that against the one on the southeast, the southeastern one for
okay,
me.
Okay,
okay. I'm going to throw a moderate lightning bomb at them.
Holy shit.
That is a 29.
29 is a hit.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's just... It's so much different than Gatewalkers.
Yeah. I know, right? I know. It's like being level 11 makes a difference.
No, that can't be it.
No.
How much damage?
19 points of electricity damage.
So 29 points of electricity
damage.
Damn.
And that's it for me.
That's a pretty damn good round.
Suki!
All right, Suki is going to run into the room. Oops, can't walk through that wall. All right, now...
Double move?
Nope. I make it in 30 feet. Suki is then going to cast... What? Her speed is... Why are you looking over my fucking shoulder?
Oh, because she has a weird...
Oh... I have a privacy.
Oh, the privacy screen.
Yeah.
I have like a privacy. You can't see
so
my
screen. That drives me crazy, too, because I sit next to her for Gatewalkers, and I want to look at her screen, and I can't do it.
So I sit there, and I just kind of want to, it's not that I want to, like, root around in her shit. I just want to, like, look over, and every time I'm like, Jesus, her computer isn't even on. Like, we're doing a live show. Because like, it is just black. Like, it's a black screen.
It's just making this all up.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying numbers.
It's so I can watch porn.
Oh, I see.
On stage.
I love it. I lean over and it starts coming to focus and it's just porn. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, that is not what I thought you would be into. All right.
All right, you move.
Yeah, Suki moves out of the space of the slither and she is going to cast... Searing light.
Oh,
nice.
She's going to say, don't you fucking touch my snake. And she casts searing light
so
on the one.
So it's that kind of porn.
Matthew.
You open the door, my
get
friend.
Get your head out of the gutter. All right. She is going to cast that on the one that attacked Pepsi.
All right, do I roll a save or are you rolling the hit?
I don't remember. It's a ranged spell attack. I roll.
You had 45 minutes before your turn.
Fuck.
Don't stop cursing like that,
sorry,
man. There's kids in the audience.
Joe,
there's
you
a
said,
lovely
Joe,
person
you said,
who's here for their 17th birthday.
Joe, you
stop.
Said bitch three times so far.
Five. He said it five times.
I counted three. Sorry.
Don't do as I say, sorry. Not as I do.
Sorry, I talked about porn. All right. 26.
Happy birthday.
To hit.
26 to hit is a miss.
Fuck. That's no fun.
Oh, is, wait, is it flat? No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's nothing. All right. So that's Suki then. That was her three actions. Pepsi is going to attack once.
Okay.
Tits on my butt. That's... Ooh, interesting. Tits sorry, I opened butt. The wrong tab. Let me X that out. That's a 24.
Oh, that's tits on a butt.
Are you on are you on titsonmybutt.com?
The crazy thing is I'm sure that website exists.
I know.
Oh, God. I love Portland because I can make jokes like that here. I feel like other cities, it wouldn't go over well. Not in Portland.
Yo, this crowd is great.
Yeah.
They get it. They get it.
They get it.
I think we finally got a new sponsor.
Tits on my butt.com.
This episode is brought to you by titsonmybutt.com. If you like tits on butts,
try our 30-day free trial.
30-day free trial on tits
for
on
all,
butt.
For all your titted butt needs.
Yeah. Comment on our message boards.
That's
if you're running for North Carolina governor, right? For Apple. People watching this in the future, just Google the 2024 election.
Ethel, you're up. You're standing next to a dead clockwork mage. There are two other ones that have both been hit. They're weak to lightning and or a calcum.
Ethel is going to double move, double slice.
He whips out his orichalcum axe. Buries it in the head of this mage.
The big one is the hammer.
That's a cracked eye.
All right.
That's a cracked eye.
Oh.
Ah! Ah! Ah!
Okay. The first one is a 29 to hit, and the the hatchet is a 39 to hit.
Hit and a crit.
Yeah!
Yeah! Ba-ba-da-ba! That's 17 points of bludgeoning and 3 points of cold.
17 points of bludgeoning and 3 points of cold.
Let me gather some D6s. Oh!
And then your crit.
Oh! Oh!
Ooh. Oh, shit. That
okay.
Double that sweet damage.
38 points of slashing damage.
Jesus!
Okay, still up.
That's my turn. Double move, double slice.
Double move, double slice. Twice as nice. It is the one next to Pepsi's turn. This is the one that's hasted.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
It is not Pepsi's turn, sir. It's Clockwork Mage's turn. All right, so this one, I think I'm going to do another Howling Blizzard.
Oh.
Because I can
I was afraid of that.
More of you. So, yeah, Suki, Aldo, Eris, Atticus, give me a reflex save.
Shit.
Cold air comes out of
Jackson,
his
you're
chest
out.
Hole.
You're out.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
Jackson, I'm going to use this die you gave me, which you specifically told me not to roll.
This could be bad for Urs over here.
I don't know why you would think that.
Suki.
Ooh. 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 Ooh, she's doing math.
Yes.
What was it? Reflex?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, what were those sounds?
What's she looking at?
I know what it was.
I think I'm losing
you were covering
my
up that you can't do math.
Yes. 33.
Okay, success. Half damage.
Noah's brother.
Thanks, Jackson.
What's your name again? Can you just read the result of your die?
Caleb! Caleb gave me a tiny die like Sydney has.
Ooh.
So that
nice.
I can't read it. And this is going to be.
All right.
Caleb, don't fuck this up. Come on. Come on, beep.
What's the total?
20. Natural 3. 23. This trash die.
Fail.
I have to ask, when you guys give Joe dice, is it just for the thrill of watching him fail? Okay.
What? Not Noah, dude. Noah was like, this is the greatest die that's ever existed. I'm gifting it to you. And I rolled a natty 16 on the most important flat check of my life.
Manifestation.
Eris, what did you roll?
Do I have any bottle caps?
No.
No?
let me answer that without any research. No.
Yeah.
No. You're in Troy's game.
You're in my world.
All right, well, if that's the case, I've got
Do you know how many bottle caps Sydney has in Legacy of the Ancients?
6.
Well, no, because you just spent one.
Spent them. I've got 4 now. I get
you know
one.
Why? Because Skid's a big Sydney fan.
Well, no, Skid is a great...
She does have the most out of everyone.
But you had, like, 4.
Yeah.
Well, Skid is a great GM.
We're all very talented on that show.
Yeah.
What did you roll?
I never get any bottle caps on that show.
Well, you didn't roll any dice.
Hey! Will you just tell me what you rolled on your reflex eyes?
Oh, right.
Why does this take so long? I got this die from Steve. She can't count. You interrupted her. What did you get on the side? We're going long.
It really has become like my dad is running the game. Fort Lynn Troy! So for the audio audience,
I knocked it down.
Kid is kindly trying to reconstruct his GM screen while Troy is menacingly waving his cane at Skid.
This is all part of my plan to delay the inevitable of saying that I got a 22.
Oh.
Failed. Aldo,
I got a natural one.
Oh, surely. A coat of cold, that'll put you down.
Surely I've earned a bottle cap for fixing your GM screen.
No wonder he hopped to help you.
Totally fair. It fell right over, and I leapt into action.
I gave you your wallet back.
I couldn't help but notice that I rebuilt your GM screen.
I don't know if you noticed, but
Aldo takes 84 points of cold damage.
God.
Everyone else takes 42 points of cold damage.
Oh, boy.
Because none of you saved, right?
That's a lot of damage.
Wait, there was one success.
I'm almost down.
Yeah. Did you succeed?
Yeah.
All right, so you take 21 points
with
of cold
a, with damage. A 33?
Yeah, that's a success, half damage.
Damn, 21.
42 for Eris. 42 for Atticus. 84 for Aldo. 21 for Suki.
Is Pepsi okay?
Pepsi's okay. It is now.
I wanted a Coke!
It is now Atticus's turn.
That's you. Yeah. All right. Atticus is in bad shape.
Atticus is Jesus?
Atticus is Jesus?
It's very conceited.
What just happened?
What are you going to do?
What? Atticus is going to move.
You can
the
see
middle
that
of the
one
fray.
Next
no,
to Ethel.
As he's look, so okay. He's got his staff. All right, we'll keep playing pretend. And he and his face is like his fur is crusted over with cold, and he's breaking, his skin is cracking open, bleeding, and he is very, very low. He'll go down in the next hit. But he is going to step up into range of both of these creatures and fire off an electric arc on both
of
them.
Oh, great, great,
which,
great,
you know,
choice.
Huge. Like, yeah, just great a cantrip, choice. But to proc two different weaknesses, hopefully no natural 20. So reflex save, my friend.
Okay. Reflex save for both of them. The one to the south next to Ethel rolls a 35.
Okay.
The one to the north rolls a natural 1.
Oh!
That was the one that just did Howling Blast!
Yep.
Oh my god, dude, I rolled great damage, too. All right, so the one that rolled a 35... takes 23 points of electricity damage.
35?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. That's a success. So half that.
But
so 11 points plus the proc of the weakness.
Because of the weakness, that one's
yes! And the natural one takes 46 points of electricity damage.
46.
Yes.
Plus 10. Still kicking.
Wow. That's Atticus's turn. Move and two actions to cast electric arc.
Wow.
Man. That was great. That was awesome. I love the weaknesses.
I love triggering a weakness. Yeah.
All right, so there's one more clockwork mage. We go to the top of round three. It is Eris's turn. Eris, how many hit points do you have?
Never mind.
Okay.
I thought that I was off by one die. I was like, if I rolled a 4 and doubled it, would it kill him? No, I was right. You're good. Sorry. Eris.
It's none of your business how many hit points I have. And
it's not for
relevant.
Me. It's for them.
No, they want to know.
It's
they
none will. Of your business how many hit points
oh, they
I
don't,
have.
Okay. You heard her? That is a real dry comment.
It's what they call me.
Comment is. Comment is.
Desiccate.
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 Yes.
Void Warp. Fortitude save, please. Fuck off.
Shit. He said natural 20 for the audio audience.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
All right. I'm pretty sure that means you take, like, no damage.
Shapow pow.
Cool. So she casts shield on herself because she's running low on hit points.
Dude, we got to kill this thing before it goes again because Atticus is going to go down, dude.
Aldo.
Aldo. All right. So my last... Greater lightning.
Nice. Nice, mate.
So there's two left.
There's one left.
There's one left. All right.
He's 10 feet away from you.
20.
And he lit you guys up.
27.
That sounds like a
final answer?
Yeah.
Wait, you already used the plus two, right? You did a second attack on that crit.
Yeah.
27 to hit. AC.
27. Yes! Oh, the last flask.
Kill it.
Oh, he's so fucking dead.
31 points of damage. Electricity damage.
And dead.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yes! You're gonna kill me! Oh, so phenomenal.
Oh. The four clockwork mages fizzle out, spark, and collapse. And you are left in this room with the final angel statue that you need to move on, but it's all messed up. It's broken.
I'm fucked up, too.
I am hurt. I'm
so
real.
I'm a stiff breeze away from keeling over
me
and dying
too.
Forever.
And A.
Atticus is just, like, frozen.
Yes.
Place.
Yeah.
Ethel feels great.
Yeah.
Great.
We're all super messed up. Let's turn the statue.
Ethel, the hired mercenary, didn't take a single hit.
That was your only job.
Does anyone... Would anyone like to benefit from my healing?
What? What is that?
Oh, he can treat wounds. He's an excellent field surgeon. When I get that feeling,
let me try. Let me see what you got.
Suki looks at Eris like... We're doing this again? You're going back in for seconds. Really?
Shut up.
No, do your thing. I support you.
It would be so funny, like, watching them flirt while you're dying.
Atticus.
Atticus is like, could I please have some help?
All right.
I'm watching this.
I'll be extra. Okay. Okay, here we go. I heal you for...
This is so sexy.
For 1 point of damage.
Oh! 1 point of damage?
1 point of... 1 hit point. I heal 1 hit point. Heal you 1 hit point.
For just me and not Egg?
I can now work on Egg.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's just an hour late.
What's the plan? What's the plan?
The plan is, I'll tell you, I'm going to...
Go ahead.
We heal up before we mess with this.
Susie throws on her healer's gloves. She's doing her shit.
We spend 2 hours, 3 hours in here.
6 weeks. It's 6 weeks.
It would only take a couple hours.
We grow closer as companions and sexual partners.
In 2 hours?
I mean, that goes without saying.
Oh, yeah, I just love it. Like, it kind of fades to black.
Yeah.
And then when it fades black up, it's just an orgy. Like, just all five characters.
A tasteful orgy.
We're all wrapped up in Pepsi.
Pepsi's there. I was going to say, Pepsi's
now
there.
I know what the Philly poster is going to be.
Yeah, you know the poster?
Angeline,
Angeline, right, get going.
Can we examine the angel statue?
Yeah, no, yeah. Everyone,
wait, we're all healed up.
Everyone
right?
is healed. I'll fucking roll later. It's
treat
gonna
wounds.
Take.
You guys think you have enough to get everybody back to
yes.
focus?
Yeah, yeah.
Treat wounds.
It just takes right. time.
So it's just a matter of time.
Let's
honestly.
Not get in the weeds here.
I have okay. continual healing. It's fine.
And I have enough hit points that even if she critically failed, I wouldn't go to dying.
Fair
so
enough.
I think we're good.
I don't really care about all that. But the point is, you're not going to rest. You're going to take this time to just heal up and move.
Oh. No, then we rest.
Well, are we also resting?
8 hours.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sick.
Please. Please. Are
hell
we,
yeah.
Are we actually doing that?
I would love to do
that. I wasn't going to, but why not?
If he's offered.
I have, like, almost no spells.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I use a lot of them.
All right.
I close the door. We rest.
Okay.
And?
You rest.
We
get your hit points. You get your spells. You get your powers. Your focus bullshit.
Yes. Fuck yeah!
And we level up.
Yes!
No.
Holy shit!
No.
Dude.
Wow!
No. Stop it!
Damn it!
Damn it!
Something damaged this angel statue. You try to turn the head. The head itself doesn't turn. Somebody give me a thievery check.
I'll do it.
I've got
Let's
you.
Go.
As you're examining it, you see that, like, it's been broken and, like, clockwork has been jammed inside of it.
Thank you once again, Noah, because that is a 30 on
nice.
The thievery check.
Something is jammed inside of it. Atticus, you reach your hand in. You pull out these chunks of clockwork that are blocking the angel statue. And while the head can no longer turn, you're able to manipulate a valve within it to simulate the turning of the head. And
is, it
as,
is it in the arms of the angel?
In the arms of the angel, far away from Steve.
Sorry. Got lost in the moment.
You turn the last one and you hear a coming from the center of this floor. The center of the floor has the third angelic gate. If you remember, that metal circle depicts angels, but there's nothing beatific about them. Their eyes are filled with lust, and long snaking tongues reach out, lolling on their cheeks.
Right.
Say again?
Lolling on their cheeks.
Lolling.
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 LOLing.
Lolling.
Lolling.
Lol.
Let's check it out.
Check it out.
Wait, what? Oh.
Let's all go.
You know that every angel's gate so far, you need to reach your hand within the mouth of these statues to trigger
yes.
some sort of mechanism. Who does that?
I volunteer.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick perception.
Okay.
For anything, you know, potentially trapped there.
Jesus.
Noah, Natty 17. Holy shit, this die. It's legit.
When first
35.
When first you saw these statues, their mouths were all closed. With the turning of that fourth statue, their mouths have all opened, revealing jagged teeth inside. Yes. But Atticus, your little rat hands can slip through these pointy teeth.
I am, I'm offended. But I'm also appreciative.
Quiet, bitch. You reach in. You feel a metal tongue sliding your hand past these sharp metal teeth.
Interesting.
You pull the tongue, causing the valve to slide to the side, revealing a shaft.
I've seen this before.
Shaft looks to be about 30 feet deep. Its walls are carved with statues of angels.
I've never seen that before.
Wearing fixed, expressionless masks.
Oh, that's creepy.
Looks like you could possibly, like, climb down these statues.
Oh, shit. I don't like
to
that.
To get below.
I hate that.
There is no staircase or ladder. You just have to manipulate your way down.
Oh, great.
Suki
okay,
looks at
perfect.
Ethel.
I can send Egg again. Or we can send Ethel.
Yes, sir. Yes,
You can send Ethel. Wait.
What?
What? All right, I'll go.
You go.
Ethel begins climbing down these angel statues. You're grabbing a wing, an arm, a hand, a face. As you descend down the wings and backs of these angels carved into the walls within the third angelic gate, you seem to arrive at the core of the Mysterium.
Oh, shit.
You look up and you no longer see your allies, because although the room you descend into is carved from the bedrock, just like every other chamber you've seen thus far since you descended to at least the second level, it somehow feels otherworldly and distant from reality, making it hard for you to imagine that there is a teeming cosmopolitan city carrying on daily life as normal far up above. The curious chamber you step into is a little over 30 feet to a side. Instead of normal walls, though, there are hundreds of statues of angelic beings, many bearing spears and other weapons, and others wearing two-colored masks, making up all four sides of this room. The uneven floor itself is made of carved angel faces. And at the heart of the room is a single object supported by a quartet of stone hands.
No.
It is a peculiar, slightly rusted iron cube about a foot square. The rest of you who remain above look down, and Ethel is gone. And we'll see you in L.A. That's what we do!
Thank you, Portland!
Thank you, Portland!
Love you guys! Thank you, guys!
Guys, we're amazing! Good night!